FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
Hello and welcome, dear listener. You're listening to FC Your Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Sexy FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and tonight's special sponsors, Birmingham International Airport.
Boom!
We're here live at Damson Park this evening to bring you live and exclusive coverage of Solihull Moors against FC United of Manchester. Kickoff is coming up in 6 minutes' time, and we'll bring you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and all the love, and all the tears of another FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at FCUMradio.co.uk, or if you know this guy personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122. In comes another 373. That's 737, Ben. Got it wrong.
It's all right, mate. It won't be the last time tonight. So, you know, start as you mean to go on.
I just realised, you know what, Ben?
What? You can hear the planes.
Plane spotting in the dark's absolutely bobbins. It really is. It's the worst participation sport in the world. All you can hear is a roar and then a light and then it's gone. And you're thinking, what's the point of that?
So the good news is, dear listener, if this performance is as I don't want to say as bad, but as iffy as it was at Telford or as Worcester City, we have a definite subject matter, and that is your favourite type of plane, because you can see them all.
I mean, if you're
but we can imagine what they are, though, can't we?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're all from Birmingham International. They're all 737s. That's all they are, because they're all going to Magaluf, aren't they? That's the only destination, isn't it?
It's still international.
I'm not saying it's not, Ben, but so, what I'm saying is there'll be 737s. Simple as that.
So welcome everyone to FC Live, and we're joined by Swampy and James Quincy as well.
Good evening.
Hello, James.
Welcome.
How
listeners.
Are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Looking like Eric Cantona's and Pelé's bouncer.
Good, yeah.
Who was at the Miners on Saturday doing a Q&A session.
Eric Cantona or Pelé?
Their Miner.
this ground that we're in is very interesting. We're in this kind of, what would you call this, like a double-decker stand?
You might do that, yeah. There's a small tier above us.
And behind one of the goals is a kind of terrace, which is very reminiscent of a football club I can't remember. And on the other two sides, nothing. Just a nice, flat terrace and then an airport on the other side.
Indeed, Ben, indeed. And, as the teams make their way onto the pitch, FC United Manchester got a lot of sterling work in front of them this afternoon, or this evening, depending which part of the world you're in. And let me give you the tease first and foremost, and thanks to Ben, myself and James bringing you the live exclusive commentary for the next hour and a half or so. In goals for FC United Manchester is Dave Carnell, Dave Tong number 2, Chris Chopper number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Tom Eckersley number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Sam Sheridan number 7, Harry Winter number 8, Dale Johnson making his debut for FC United at number 9, Jerome Ryan captain number 10, George Thompson on the bench, George Thompson playing at number 11. On the bench is Tom Greaves, it's Greg Daniels, it's Matty Wolfen, and it's Adam Thurston, and it's Tom Brown. FC United playing in red shirts, one of them nice already, red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. Over to my comrade to my left hand side to give you the Solihull Moors FC team.
Yes, in goal it's Danny Lewis. Number 2 is Michael the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Scab.
That's his nickname. Connor Franklin at 3. Number 4 is Liam Daly. 5, the skipper Theo Street. 6 is Gareth Dean. 7, Akwasi Asante, the top scorer for Solihull Moors this season. 8 is Jack Byrne. 9 is Andy Brown. 10, Ryan Bezic. 11, James Armson. And the substitutes for the home side, Paul Bignett, Darren Byfield, Stephen Leslie, Adam Walker and Stephen Moore.
Tonight's referee, as James will tell you, is Mr.
Buonasisi.
Buonasisi, ably assisted by Mr. W. Wright and Mr. R. Evans, the home team playing in yellow and blue shirts. There's a blue stripe across the shirt, the back of the shirt, all yellow, and stripy socks, and indeed blue and with a white, yeah, with a yellow streak. Ben's just wafting because he can smell a liniment coming through.
Deep wintergreen.
What, Ben?
Wintergreen.
Wintergreen?
Yeah. Rub it on your legs.
Yeah.
Wintergreen.
Old school, yeah.
Let's just call it DP or liniment.
Wintergreen, mate.
No. No. No brand names. No brand names, please, Ben. Well, a very, very important game for FC United this evening. It's top of the table versus a team just off the bottom three, but again, an opportunity for the boys in red to maybe try and do something here this evening. Dale Johnson, FC United playing in a 4-3-3. Jerome Ramsey will be playing out on the left-hand side, so he'll be bombing down the wing. Harry Winter down the right-hand side, and the three up top are going to be primarily Thompson, Dale Johnson, and indeed a other. So we get this game underway, and FC United straight away. Oh, and a strong challenger on Dale Johnson. FC United have a free kick dead centre, about 40 yards out. Favourite playing is a... No, we can't do that already, Mark. Sorry, we'll do that a little later on. We've got to see if the game unfolds first. As Sheridan now, dead centre, is going to take this free kick. Plays out left-hand side to Jerome Wright in lots of space. Jerome's first touch is into the penalty area. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Oh, he scored from the free kick. The ball's played on the left-hand side. And he's just whipped the ball in Jerome Wright. And he's hit the top corner. Carl Margeson's having a laugh and joke. Half the subs are just coming out onto the touchline, and it's a goal out of absolutely nothing.
I counted that 28 seconds.
That's a second more than the additional time on Saturday.
And interestingly, Solihull were caught napping there because they were waiting for the ball into the box. Jerome Wright was absolutely isolated and left loads of space. Played this what looked like to all purposes. And to
it was a cross. It was a cross, wasn't it?
And, but I don't know.
But hey, I tell you what, he celebrated like he meant it. Well, less than a minute on the clock, and FC United take the lead. Well, I bet the armchair army are settling down now with what was probably a cup of tea. Now, may well be a little bit of whiskey in there to help celebrate that early goal. There's a left-hand side now for FC United of Manchester. Ball whipped down again. Jerome Wright in acres of space to get at the end of it. No, he can't. The goalkeeper doesn't come out for it, though. Danny Lewis is cleared. The ball on the far left hand side now, and it's Ashworth back there defending, plays it back to his goalkeeper, and a good clearance there by Carnell, and it's controlled as you always expect from Dale Johnson. Mark Hughes-esque he is with his control, and a ball whipped down the left hand side again, slightly over this time. Danny Lewis will indeed collect the ball, but the one thing you'll see from Dale Johnson is he holds the ball and magnificently. He controls everything. Very rare does it get beyond him. And we saw an example of that. And having him in the middle, and then the two players out wide, hopefully FC United can use his quality and the distribution to good effect as they have to defend the ball on the far left-hand side again. It's a player looked like in an offside position, but not. And it's the number seven, chips the ball to the penalty area, but straight into the arms of Dave Carnell. And that was Asante there, the top goal scorer, looking to be the provider. If you just joined as well, sit down. It's a goal to nil to FC United of Manchester. 27 seconds on the clock. And the boys in red take an early lead as the ball played up to Johnson again. Shoving the back, referee says this time it's okay. And it allows the number five now, Street, the skipper, to hit a ball diagonally to this near touchline. Should be met by an FC shirt. It is indeed brought down by Thompson. Plays a 1-2 there between him and Dale Tong. And the ball cleared by the home team. Ball flicked on, but only as far as Harry Winter. And he just controlled, slightly let him down there, but he made enough to put the defender off, and it's a throw into FC United of Manchester.
And Paul, our statistician, has pointed out that was Jerome Wright's first goal of the season.
Well, it was a goal that that may well really help FC United's cause. It certainly settled them as the ball all the way back now. FC United playing into the win in the first half as Dave Carnell. Well, he did get an instruction from myself to tuck his shirt, and he's chosen not to, but he's also wearing a turquoise kit, which he doesn't particularly like. You can't wear the same kit in this division. Goalkeepers, you can't both have goalkeepers in green. For the very, very, you know, the often happens every game, goalkeeper making a 90-yard dash for a shot on target, so the referee knows who's who, or who's whom.
Oh, yes, I see that. So all the detail of the modern game.
All the detail of the modern game, that's quite true. Is FC United now with a throw in that's near touchline. And Tong looking for some support there. Needs a little bit of movement. Dale Johnson stayed up. Good flick on there by FC United Manchester's Harry Winter. But referee says it was a push in the back by Winter. Gives the home team an advantage there. It'll be James Armson who looked to take the free kick. And with this wind, you'd expect him to be able to whip a ball in. A tall team, a strong team, Solihull. And Armson now sets himself. He'll hit it just inside the touchline here. Whips it in. It's a little bit flat, but it's a ball with purpose. It comes off, I think it was Jack Brine. Eventually out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. So
it was a good delivery, actually, that free kick whipped in.
If you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, our brethren around the world, all our revolutionary groups and indeed the fans on the far right hand side from us making some noise. And a decent crowd here from FC United as they lose out on the ball on the halfway line, picked up by Amerson. Now plays it out wide right hand side to Nottingham. Nottingham plays the ball inside, but it's dealt with by Ashworth. And FC United clear the lines, and again there's that man Dale Johnson. Holds it superbly well, gets the return ball, and an offside decision there against Thompson. Just came onto him a little bit quickly there, Ben.
Had a couple of queries about the time lag. There's about a minute time lag normally between Twitter and our very efficient Twitter feed and natural commentary.
Well, FC United need to defend this ball. It's an opportunity outside the penalty. A first time shot comes in and he's dragged it wide as Asante. Well, you see, that's the thing, that's the problem with modern technology, because we're trying to bring a service and everyone knows what's happened before we get a chance to tell them. So if you are listening, turn your Twitter feed off. What,
yeah.
No point.
So that's right, is it? That the Twitter is ahead of...
Yes, because it's instant, whereas our feed has to go to the internet and then to someone else's internet.
We've had a text in saying, is it too early to start whistling for the ref to blow his whistle for full time? That's from Paul the Pen. Good evening to you, Paul.
And I think the answer's yes.
Jerome right on the far left-hand side now. And he's brought the player down. Referee having a quick word.
Didn't really need to do that, Jerome. He could have stood with him.
With the ball back in their own penalty area with Daly. Daly hits a long ball looping over the halfway line. Kay wins the header. Second ball's all won by Solihull. And then the third ball won by FC United of Manchester. An unconventional head from Ashworth. And FC United can come away with it again. Trying to get Jerome right down that left-hand side. But it's Winter in the middle of the park in a contest with Bezic. And, well, we've got Nottingham and Bezic here this evening. As touch and turn there by Sheridan doesn't come to anything. Is it could be the Sheridan of Nottingham.
It is. Incidentally,
they are. The Sheridan of Nottingham.
Apparently, they're the two longest-serving players in this Solihull lineup.
Well, much change for FC United of Manchester. I think seven or eight of these players actually weren't here 12 months ago. Much change for Carl to... try and keep us in this division, because it's been a tough old season. Currently winning by a goal to nil, if you just joined us though. 27 seconds on the clock, Jerome Wright with a cross come shot into the top corner it went, but FC United now defending the ball deep. Ball sways across to this near touchline. It's a good ball as well, Franklin on it. That's a good ball into the penalty area. It needs to be met by a red head, and it is, and then cleared by Sheridan, but there was an offside decision. And again, that was better defending from FC United. They were grouped well, they were holding the line well, and it was a good strong header there by Ashworth. The flag had gone up anyway, but it was good to see that a measure of control about FC United's defence so far.
So for those people asking, we've got Paul on it, we're trying to work out now, is that the fastest goal in FC's history?
I don't know, however, I've just been told, if we speak faster, we could catch up to Twitter. So I don't think I can talk any quicker ordinarily. But I'll do my best, Mark. I'll do my best for you. And it's still 1-0. And we'll keep repeating that, because we don't often get to say that, do we? We're winning 1-0. There's a throw in on this near touchline. And it's picked up by Bezic. Bezic plays it all the way back to his defender. He didn't necessarily want it, but good composure and control there by Daly. Played out to his right back now. Nottingham on the ball. Hits the ball long down the right-hand side. Intercepted and cut out by an FC United player. I think that's... was Chris Chantler. It's quite hard from here to see, because it's a fair old distance from where we are to the far side of the pitch.
Work this one out. The pitch. Can I have a shout out? It's my mum's sister's uncle's birthday. He's called Chris Packett. That's Gavin.
Okay, certainly, as the FC United trying to capitalise upon a loose ball, but it's defended by Gareth Dean, a long clearance.
You should,
and Mr. Packett.
You should say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Packett.
Mum's sister's uncle.
Isn't
that just your mum's uncle?
I don't know, Ben. we've read it out. You've read it out. You carry on discussing that. I'll talk football. Ball sways from the far left-hand side to this right-hand side now. Picked up by Dale Tong. Plays it inside to Harry Winter. Winter now looks for some support. Gets a 1-2 between him and Johnson. Doesn't quite come off and allows the home team to come away with it with Gareth Dean. Plays it inside. Deep in their own half though at the moment with Bezic. Bezic plays it back. And then a good ball going forward there for Franklin. But Franklin's delivery to try and bring in Asante on this near touchline comes to nothing. But again, FC United, they look compact. They're looking, at this moment in time, have a lot more composure about their game. There's Carl right in front of us. The dugouts, by the way, if you've seen them on the internet or Twitter or anything like that, well, they're fantastic. They're old-school 1970s, like East German. So like Munich Olympics kind style. And we were led to believe they were it was that wet here when we should have played them. They were under 4 foot of water, so it gives you a brand new meaning to the subs were on the bench. It really does.
Still, that genealogy thing about mum, sister's uncle,
is it bugging you?
It's occupying a part of my mind, which should be occupied by...
football.
Yeah.
Good play there by Tong, and then hits the ball long, but Johnson will try and charge it down. But can't quite get on the end of it. It was interesting, we were talking about how players that come to FC United, when they played against us in the past, they've looked like monsters, huge, big beasts, and then they put the red shirt and they shrink. They're not as big as we thought they were. But Johnson, Dale, is a player that we've been courting for about two or three seasons as FC United need to defend this ball. Slipped by Harry Winter and the ball gets put out to this near touch line. They're going to try to get Franklin in again. Left footed delivery again. It's a decent looping ball towards the back post there. Good defending from FC United and Manchester. Second ball picked up by Chandler. And a nice ball to Jerome Wright now. Wright, with a lot of green in front of him, plays a long ball. And well, the one thing you're not going to get from Dale Johnson is going to be a catch that ball. But the goalkeeper has to clear his lines. And ball on the halfway line. Well won there by FC United. And the ball down this near touchline. He's onside as well. There's a chase on for Asante. Can he keep the ball in play? He's got one person at the moment in the penalty area, and he's managed to evade him, and it goes for the far side and eventually cleared there by FC United.
Beautiful burst of pace there from Akwasi Asante. He could almost have been given offside, but he was so quick to get into as soon as that ball was played. Something FC are going to have to watch out for.
And you see everything at this moment in time coming down this left hand side for the home team. Conor Franklin's seen a lot of the ball, the left back, as FC United have to defend this long throw into the penalty area on the far side of the ground. It's straight in the area. It's headed away there by Harry Winter. Second ball picked up though by Byrne. Good strong header there though by Kay. And then the ball flicked on. Second ball flicked on again by FC United and Manchester's Sheridan. But Dale Johnson couldn't quite get it under control there because he was stretching for it. And they put the ball down this left hand side again. Asante on the ball. Defended well by FC United and Manchester. Now Thompson left footed, plays a sweeping ball out to Jerome Wright, who's brought it down under control. Now has he got the pace to get beyond Nottingham? Cuts inside, needs some support, finds Johnson in the penalty area. Now can he get beyond? One ball comes across there, corner ball FC. Good football from FC United, really composure was again, and that's what we're seeing already with this, with Dale Johnson. His presence in the pit on the pitch is giving FC United slightly different opportunities. And what we are doing with Jerome there, we're getting out wide and we're getting the ball into the penalty area.
The real impact from Jerome Wright on that left hand side.
Now the corner comes in. It's a looping ball towards the back post. It goes beyond everybody, and I don't think anyone's going to get at the end of that, and indeed they don't, so it's out for a throw-in. Now, what FC United need to do here, for me, is keep hold of them in the final third, right near the corner flag. And we've always tended to drop back a bit too deep for me and let them come out with the ball, any team we play against, but now's the opportunity to really press them, squeeze the pressure. Long ball played, won by the head of Harry Winter, and then unfortunately he tries to bring the ball under control with the back of his heel and he flicks it out for a throw-in. But again, it's keep them in the set, in their own half, squeeze the pressure, squeeze the ball.
Stop saying squeeze.
Up the junction, ball flicked across, there's a poor ball, Jerome Wright intercepts, oh, and his control lets him down. And now can Chandler get across to win the ball? Well, he does, and I think that's it, Terminal 2. Although, I don't think they've only got one terminal, probably, haven't they?
It's not that big an airport.
That was a heavy touch there from Jerome. Really careless ball across field, and Jerome perhaps a little bit taken by surprise, not able to
control. He anticipated it really well, didn't he? Unfortunately, just the control let him down slightly. But it's a throw-in just on the halfway line, on the far side. Ball thrown inside to Bezic. Bezic plays it all the way back to his defence. And they are patient in their build-up play, aren't they? There's no rush for them. The ball out this side now to Franklin. Franklin left-footed, plays it down to Asante. Asante now against Eckersley, and he's got the better of him, as he knows he hasn't. Good play there by Tom Eckersley, and FC United clear the lines, but it's out for a throw-in.
Yes, Eckersley did well there. He's got real pace as Asante.
Well, Connor Franklin now with this throw. Play a long ball into the penalty area, you'd expect again. Four or five men in the penalty area there. Long ball to the near post. It's headed away well by FC United of Manchester. George Thompson tries to win the second ball. Doesn't quite get on the end of it. Three players converge upon it, and they can come away with it now. Jerome Wright's the man on the ball. Harry Winter's made good movement in front of him. He finds him. Holds the play now. Steadies the ball. Plays it up towards FC United of Manchester's debutant. But it doesn't quite come off for him, and they clear the lines. But again, when they attack FC United, they're attacking with some good prowess and a bit of quality. 1-0 if you just joined us as well. FC United taking the lead on 27 seconds. Jerome Wright, as now Dale Johnson heads, flicks the ball left hand side. Ball's won there by Daly though, and FC United will get themselves another throw. Good bit of pressure, good game.
Yeah, Moore's committing themselves quite a lot. There are gaps already for FC on the break. Chances possible to increase this lead for FC.
Now they're not looking like a team that are in and around the bottom of the division, as FC United get another throw in, and this time they've made a good yardage there, and they're out right adjacent on the 18 yard area, and it should be really Jerome Wright to throw this ball in. But I think indeed the referee is a throw in. Yes, it's taken quickly. Chandler on the ball, he loops the ball in, corner ball, FC United of Manchester, another ball out of the ground. So we're waiting and wanting another one.
Hopefully there's a good well-drilled ball collector around the back of that stand.
He hasn't got the Darren Lyons-esque clearance and stale there as the assistant manager. Kyle Wilson, we're being told, 14 seconds is the fastest goal ever against Witten Albion.
2008.
And the referee wanting James Armson to get his 10 yards. And the free kick, the corner ball comes, it's a decent ball again, looping towards the back post. It's heads off two players there, and FC United looking for another corner, but the referee saying it had come off Eckersley, and it's out for a goal kick. So if you just join us, well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army. 17 minutes on the clock, and it's 1-0 to the boys in red.
And we got an official tweet before, didn't we, from the National League's Twitter feed.
The National League's Twitter feed, yes, Ben.
That means we might be nearly proper now, Swamper.
Nearly proper.
Well, Ben, we've got a whole broadcast to get through yet, and I'm sure they may not well be tweeting after the few things I'm going to say. As the ball is flipped on by Johnson, and has to be cleared by the number six, and it's Gareth Dean with a long clearance. FC United win the ball back, and it's a nice, lovely ball there from Dale Johnson for Jerome Wright to bring down, and he brought it down initially, but then the ball bounced a bit awkwardly, and they've conceded the ball, and it's now on this near left-hand side. It's with Franklin again, seen a lot of the ball in the early parts of the game. The number three links up nicely with Asante, back to Franklin, but good pressure from FC United all the way back to Dean, and Dean has to go all the way back to his goalkeeper. And that's the first time I've seen FC do that in a month or two. They've all moved up in a line to put the pressure on from the goal kick from the keeper. That's good play from FC United of Manchester. Pressurising again, good pressure from FC, and then they win the ball back. Eckersley, well, he's under pressure there, and he did well there, and the ball, the outside of the foot there by Harry Winton, lets Jerome Wright to the penalty. Jerome Wright now comes across there. Oh, and Jerome, perhaps there was a shot on more than anything, but Thompson takes over. Thompson plays it all the way back to Winter. Winter now, well, Sheringham is inside him, so they want it, but he's played it to Thompson. Thompson has an overlap there. The ball was poor though from him, and they can try and clear the lines, and it's a big clearance, and Echo's got to be careful of that bounce. Heads a ball across to Ashworth, and Ashworth did well there because he was being closed down by Brown, the centre forward. And then again, a ball not the best, and they can break. Asante's the man who controls it. There's a handball there, but it favours FC United of Manchester, so the referee lets play continue. And it's Chandler plays a nice ball, great touch and turn control, wonderful control.
A Cruyff turn
from Dale Johnson, a great ball through, can you make it two? He should be two. Great defending. But you have to say, really, Thompson should have just taken that and shot straight away. He wanted a bit too much time with the goalkeeper to beat. Great defending. But FC United, well, Dale Johnson showing absolute world-class skills there as they give the ball away, unfortunately, FC, but they're still in the right third of the pitch and they charge the ball down. And it's well, Dale Tong lost the ball but did enough to put the pressure on. But what a bit of skill there, James.
Absolutely.
What a bit of skill from Dale Johnson.
George Thompson was through just neat. Really just needed more awareness then. Didn't have as much time as he thought, and good defending. I think it was from Street who did the recovery tackle.
But Sheridan on the ball now. FC win it off the throw. Johnson plays it inside to Jerome Wright. Oh, it looks like he was having a shot from distance there, and he has indeed. It's got a deflection. And, well, the keeper had it covered, but he couldn't keep it from going from a corner. But again, well, FC. I don't know whether that team talk I had on the bus with them, Ben, has worked, but it seems to be doing the trick.
Hey, everything you suggested so far.
So, but it's a question, can they capitalise on this? You just feel that they've FC got a goal lead and they are on top here and take advantage of this. Double the
corner
lead now.
Comes in, who's on the end of it? It's headed across goal there, and you know what does referee see? He sees a throw into FC United of Manchester. And FC just slightly changed around the personnel. It's a throw into FC, the referee. He's saying, hurry up. Well.
Time wasting after what? I think Dale Tong saying, couldn't somebody else have taken this throw in?
Well, he was secondly back from his pace, I suppose, against Asante. So he's gone out to take the throw in. It's FC United in the final third. Ball hit high and looping into the penalty area again. Johnson doesn't win it. Second ball needs to be won by a red shirt. And it is, and it's a shot there from Sheridan, and FC United get another corner. It was way off target, in fairness, and he got a slight deflection, but again, it keeps us in the right third of the pitch. Gives another opportunity from the near touchline this side. And can FC United capitalise upon this good pressure and good quality of football? Thompson, right footed, that's a decent ball near side, comes across there, and well, Eckersley did well, but there was two players around him, and it just came off that defender and into the arms of the goalkeeper. But if you just joined us, well, 22 minutes on the clock, FC United scoring after, well, 27 seconds, Jerome Wright separates the two teams here. But FC United are playing some very good football, and it really is. Dale Johnson now, again, three players around him. He takes two with him, holds the ball brilliantly, and gets himself a throw in. You can see the quality of the player. I mean, you know, we tried to say sign him about two seasons ago. He was all but done, to be honest, but he had a change of heart. But he's here now, and if he's a man that can maybe help galvanise the way the team plays, the ball chips up again. Here's Thompson on the edge of it. Oh, he can't quite get there. But he concedes, and they concede another corner.
Thompson seems to be playing in a very advanced role this evening.
Jerome Wright out left, Thompson more to the right, Dale Johnson through the middle, and that's the position I've been saying you want Thompson in, the final third all the time. He can create as this corner comes in against a decent ball. It's a free header, though, away from the big number four there, Liam Daly, but it falls on the edge of the penalty area. To whom? To FC United of Manchester, to Kay. Kay plays it across to Chandler. Chandler plays a simple ball to the far left-hand side to Sheridan. Sheridan hits the ball in, looking for a handball there. If he doesn't go out, it's not a handball, and it's into the feet of the goalkeeper.
It's a real strong period of play. Last 5 minutes for FC United, really keeping the ball in where they want it, in deep in Solihull territory, forcing corners. Not able to add to that early goal, but really is a different FC United tonight so far.
Well, the blend in the team seems to be working for FC United of Manchester at this moment in time, as Solihull come away with it. The ball will come out to this left-hand side. There's a charge there from Franklin, who gets the ball into place. An awkward one needs to be dealt with, and well, two players go for it, and it's a goal kick. But again, they try and whip the ball out to this left-hand side. But what was good to see there, FC United of Manchester's Dale Tong is saying to his players, let's get come across together, let's nullify that. The ball was hit in, it got a deflection, and goes out for a goal kick. And it remains 1-0 as, some of the flashing lights in the sky look like they're about to land. 24 minutes on the clock.
What do you think he is?
Is Dale a big lad? He's not a big lad. He's about 5'10", strong. He just holds the ball brilliantly, and there's an opportunity now for the home team. But out comes Carnell, deals with it well, and there was good communication skills between him and Ashworth. Three games ago, even one game ago, they probably collided, and the ball would have been in the back of the net. But again, better from FC United. The ball all the way back in the home team's half, and the ball gets chipped into this near touchline. Again, Franklin is the man who wins the ball, but he plays it back to Gareth Dean. And Dean there plays it across and inside now to Daly. Daly plays a ball right-hand side. It's a head on there. Good football from the home team there. A bit of pace down the right hand side as Chandler got the pace to stay with the big lad down there. He's Andy Brown, is it?
No, it's Nottingham.
It's Nottingham again, yeah. Sorry, you're right. So again, both teams committing their full-backs to get forward as often as they can. Is now the ball with Daly. Plays it out to Nottingham. Nottingham tries to get the ball into the penalty area, but again, good defending from FC United and Manchester, pressing them back. And eventually, it was a poor ball, and it allows FC United to come away with it, does it? Well, it does, because he makes amends there, does Winter, but let's see, give the ball away again, but Jerome right back in the left-back position, and well, that's probably the first ball without any real purpose from FC United. And it's still 1-0 here, not Solihull Moors. Deep of the heart of the Midlands, as Ryan Beswick takes the ball, plays it out to the right back position for Nottingham again, and the patient build up play continues from the home team. No panic for them. They've been in this position a few times. They had a nervy victory though, as the ball played inside, well cut out by FC United, but the ball given away loosely, the ball back into the penalty area, and this time FC United do with a little bit more quality play out to Winter. Winter up to Johnson. He holds the ball well. And I mean, it is, I'll be honest with you, as that free kick, it's like watching Mark Hughes. He holds the ball so well and you just can't get it off him. And with that, I'll hand you over to James Quinn for the remainder of the half. I'm alongside him, so I'm not going too far away.
Absolutely, thank you, Swampy. And yes, very very good contribution so far by the new signing from Ashton, Dale Johnson. Swampy talked about his holding the ball skills. That's exactly what he's demonstrated so far, as Sheridan prepares to take this free kick around about the halfway line for FC United. Solihull 0, FC United 1. Ball falls for, ooh, and it was Thompson there, left foot fell nicely for him on the half volley and just wide there.
And a little bit more composure there, and that's 2-0.
You just feel, don't you, that there's a second goal here for FC United. It's the period of play that they're dominating. They want to capitalise. Like, one doesn't want to be greedy on their behalf, but really they want to.
There's some points clear, aren't there? The home team are 9 points clear in the division, and you know, the lowest off, you know, 2-1 on Saturday, you know, and they got the victory, but again, it was a close encounter. So here, FC United are doing for me probably one of the best performances of the season.
As now, and that man, Connor Franklin, again with the ball on the left hand side for Solihull Moors, checks. Dale Tong for company, and then it's Dean. Now Byrne plays it back to Street. That's Beswick, who's dropped deep here to half volley this pass through, but then it's squandered by Armstrong, and a clearance there. It's intended for Dale Johnson, but FC United want to avoid probably getting into the long ball game. A couple of rather wasteful long balls when players were not under pressure, and Solihull can build from the back again. Beswick, a chip, an inviting long ball. It's taken nicely on the volley, but FC get in there. Good defending again, but that's a careless ball. And now all of a sudden, Franklin chips it into the danger area. It's nodded there. Ashworth will clear, and he clears it well. And George Thompson now is on the right-hand side. Slides it over halfway. That was an optimistic 1-2 there from Dale Johnson. Nice idea.
I think you thought Cavill Coo was still playing with him, the pace of Coo there. But so you could see the idea was good.
It needed a pacier player than George Thompson. He has many attributes, but blistering pace, probably not one of them, as the Sheriff of Nottingham plays it down there. That's the nickname he has here, in case you're thinking the FCM radio, thinking up corny nicknames for players. We'd never do that.
Oh, God, no.
Absolutely not. But anyway, it's gone out for a goal kick, and chance for David Carnell just to calm things down.
You're talking about those balls and a loose ball played in. The one thing, if we are going to release the ball, it's best to put it into the corners with a bit of whip on there, so you can actually maybe run onto it, as we saw Fowle certainly doing on Saturday. So again, balls with purposes. Again, Dale Johnson being pulled all over the place.
And 50-50 ball won by Solihull on the halfway line. It's hoofed away by Eckersley. Street with the header. And now, well, they're putting themselves under a little bit of pressure there. It's Dean. He'll play it back to the keeper, Lewis. FC United head wins that. And now Street with a square ball to Connor Franklin, who'll bring this forward towards the halfway line. for the home side. Solihull training 1-0 at home here to FC United. Sliced pass there from Bezic and hooked on and nicely controlled by Thompson. The ball breaks for Dale Johnson, plays it to a nice first time ball out to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright has to check, plays the ball on the overlap. Oh, and Chandler there just don't know if it took a bobble, but ball going way out wastefully
again,
over the bar.
Good football from FC United. What we've got to do though, and what's working well for us, as it is for them to a degree, Jerome can't start coming inside. He's got to stay out wide, keep working that flank. Thompson also on this right hand side, but I think we also need somebody, maybe the likes of Winter, to come over and protect his right back, because Franklin's getting a lot of joy down this side, and you know, maybe for 5 or 10 minutes just concentrate and maybe checking and making sure that's not going to happen.
As Bezic heads it, and a good important header there from Scott Kay.
And then they took out Ashworth with it, didn't they?
Kay was playing in a centre back role at the weekend. He's released back into midfield now, as on the halfway line it's Sheridan, plays it out to Chandler, back to Sheridan, halfway line still, chipped down the line, that was intended for Jerome Wright but didn't make it through to him.
We've just got to start protecting the ball a little bit better, because these are very comfortable on the ball.
Look at Franklin again. A lot of space in front of him. And that's a good ball
offside,
through.
It's offside.
He's just offside, though, was Andy Brown.
You see what you've got there, James. You've seen Harry Winter. You've seen where the run's now gone. And he's 10 yards behind it, trying to get back and defend. He's got to just come across on this side for me a little bit more and actually nullify. Because I think we're doing a good job on the far side. You know, Nottingham's getting down that wide right hand on occasions. However, well, they've got an injury to the referee. How many times is this going to happen this season? He's done his groin. The referee,
it looks like he's holding
his wrist.
No, he's holding. He's stopping the watch, Ben. He hasn't done his wrist.
It's the Carnell who's getting examination there.
Oh, was it Carnell? I thought it was the referee, because the referee signalled less.
No,
you know,
he?
So he's obviously saying it was Carnell.
Yes, the diminutive figure there of Mr. Buonasisi.
What a sissy.
Compared with the tall figures around him, and some quite real units in that Solihull defence, particularly Street, who's the skipper, playing in a right back role tonight. Interesting to have such a tall player. You'd expect him to be playing centre back, but playing on the right.
Very confident on the ball, aren't they? Very confident on the ball. They don't panic. They know where players are going to be as and when. And that's why I'm as impressed with us the way we're performing, because we're not allowing them a huge amount. They've not had a real shot on target or of note yet. FC United leading by a goal to nil on 27 seconds, and more of the same. That's what we need.
As Carnell takes his free kick, he's fully recovered from whatever little niggle he had there, and that will go out for a throw into FC United. Came off a Solihull player about midway inside Solihull territory. Tong not very impressed with the pass that he didn't get from the Solihull bench there.
That's their own time they're wasting.
As he plays it, to Scott Kay, and Scott Kay does well. And now Dale Tong is surrounded, gets it out to Winter though, just right on the byline here. Plays it back to Sheridan, who plays it square ball across to Chandler. Jerome Wright's in space and wanted that, but Chandler elects to play it infield, gets it back. Now slides it out to Jerome Wright. That's an excellent ball. And now Jerome Wright comes in the box. Can he pull this back? It's a good time. It's Owen Thompson with a shot. It's well blocked, though. That's FC United piling on the pressure now.
Well, that all happened at 100 miles an hour, didn't it?
Sheridan plays it down the left-hand side. But muscled out of it there was a red shirt on the far side. And Solihull back in possession and bringing it out of defence now.
Well, Kay has seen the danger there. But again, now he's left him, and he's all in space there, Franklin, and the ball eventually finds its way out there. He can't
do
that.
Good work from Franklin, and the top scorer, Asante, now has it. Plays it back. It's a decent ball there, and Bezic will flick that out towards Nottingham. Nottingham quite can't quite get on the end of it.
But his own player undid him there, really. It was a speculative ball in, but they knew exactly where the players were going to be, so the ball is one of quality. But let's go back to that passage of play from FC United, because the touch on the outside of the foot from Johnson for Jerome Wright to take it into the penalty area. Again, he just overran the ball a little bit. The ball came across, and there was a chance, really, for for Thompson, and he's got to make use of these. He's had two golden opportunities now, you know, squandered both unfortunately, but good from FC United of Manchester. The link-up play between Johnson, the hold of the ball, flicking it out as he was on the ball now again.
There's Johnson there doing a, showing his skills, but he's loses possession, and now it's Ashworth plays it out to for Chandler. It was Sheridan who came back to rescue that situation. Sheridan in possession now, and he plays it back to Carnell, who clears rather wastefully, and that go all the way through to his opposite number, Danny Lewis, who delivers straight away, and he gets away with it there, Lewis, as Thompson tried to cut out that ball that was intended for Franklin. Franklin has to play it back to Dean, and Dean will spread this out to Street. Street will play it forward now with Nottingham on the far touchline now for Solihull Moors. But good pressing again from FC United, and Solihull having to build again from the back, Daly, but he plays it rather carelessly, and now it's Scott Kay on the far side for FC United, plays it down the byline. Header won by Street, throw into FC United halfway line.
We've got to deal with Franklin. He was there in acres of space. The ball never went to him, but he was there. And if that ball had come, he's just there for him to enjoy. It's 35 minutes on the clock. It's 1-0 still to FC United of Manchester, playing some good football and entertaining football.
And yes, that goal coming after 27 seconds. Jerome Wright received the ball in a lot of space from a free kick, and cross comes shot. But it found its way into the far corner quite easily. And Chandler now plays it forward, but it goes all the way through, misses everyone. Goes through to Lewis. Lewis rolls it out to Franklin. We've seen as much of the ball as anyone tonight, but he's pressed there well by Winter. And that draws the mistake, and all of a sudden Winter plays it inside for Dale Johnson now, about 30 yards out. Back to goal, Kay. Good passing, quick, incisive, but now Chandler. Chandler will chip this towards Johnson. Important diving header. It's bobbling around there, and Lewis will get to it first. Don't know whether Johnson was claiming that was a back pass there, but a pretty optimistic claim.
Again there, Trent, he's controlling the ball in his midriff in the penalty area around two players and managed to do it.
And now Daly, almost tackled there by Sheridan. Daly plays it well. Ashanti, this flag is down. Ashanti now out towards the left-hand corner flag. Right-footed cross, and it's Chandler who comes in, heads it across. Winter has it now, still in the 18-yard box, taking a bit of time, dwelling on the ball, but FC can bring it away now. Thompson, though, he's tackled well by Gareth Dean, chipped in dangerously, the ball bobbling around, and Carnell will collect. Just still 1-0 here to FC United, playing the league leader, way to the league leaders. We saw earlier on in the season playing the league leaders at Nuneaton, building that 2-0 lead, but that's played across there. And Tong now, and wins a throw in there. His off first, the number nine, Brown.
His first thought there, for Tong, should have been to play it into to Dale. That's, his first thought was that we chose not to, nearly, and luckily we got away with that.
Now it's Sheridan chips the ball forward. Nicely cut out now, and Solihull Moors will try and bring this away. That's flicked out towards, good alertness from Eckersley there, and he clears his lines, and that'll go out for a throw into Solihull Moors.
Again there, we gave himself an opportunity. We forced too many men forward, no one back defending. There was a gap there. Eckersley's done tremendously well and cleared his lines, but we've got to keep this sort of like quality the way we're working as a unit, not get dragged to forwards and too many players out of position.
And Thompson battling away here. Scott Kay. That's a curious clearance from Franklin. Swerves back to Daly, and Solihull can bring it forward now. Franklin again in a lot of space, just staying onside. He's got all the space in the world. Winter cuts it out. A bit fortuitous that for FC United. Ended up being in the right place at the right time, but probably wasn't as tight as he should have been.
The one thing I've got to say though, Carl and Daz are in front of us where it's all going on, and nothing, there's not an instruction as of yet. It seems to me that he's been told to look, he's making all those runs, you've got to get back and work it, or work him, or work the player.
Bezic plays it back to Daly. I mean, Daly will chip it forward for Solihull. Well won by Ashworth, having a good game since returning tonight after a 3-week layoff. And it's played through now. Sheridan on the halfway line. FC lose possession though. And this is swerving. Awkward ball. And well, he's going to have to concede a corner. It's swerving! And it's gone wide. It's a corner. Goodness me. Getting into a tangle there. FC United attempt at a clearance from Tom Eckersley there, but didn't quite get hold of it, and the ball in the end just spun out for a corner for a moment. It looked like it might have been going in. Sante pressurising, and it's a corner ball for the league leaders. Left hand, right hand side, be a left footed in swinger by the look of it. Some defending to do now for the visitors. And it comes, and it's across the. Did it come off? It's a goal kick, yes, came off a Solihull head. Some of these Solihull fans behind the goal not too happy with that decision, but no protests on the field. And most probably squeakiest moments there for FC United, Swampy.
Yeah, it's we can't afford really to give a team such as Solihull any excuses to get in front of us and try and capitalise upon the good work that we've done, and you know, errors of what have cost us this season dearly. But you know, look, it's 1-0. The team are been resolute in everything they've done so far. I said the only thing I would notice is this thing on this near touchline. Now we've got to nullify Franklin, because he's always on his shoulder looking, and he can defend very quickly. He's back defending very quickly. But they've also done, if you notice, when they get a ball, they're playing balls blindly, because they seem to know where their players are going to be, because they're just across that line, and there's always going to be someone there to pick it up.
Yes, good understanding. Just under 5 minutes to go. FC United leading by a goal to nil. Goal after 27 seconds by Jerome Wright. His first goal of the season. And now it's Sheridan battling well out there. Just clears his lines. And the keeper, Lewis, will face a little bit of pressure from Johnson, but Lewis does well. Penetrative clearance there. And Ashworth now will win it for FC United on the halfway line. It's Bezig who flicks it out, and nice ball from Brown, and Franklin, that man again, checks inside, plays it back to Bezig. Bezig with a square ball, and now it's Byrne. Byrne will play it back to Street, the skipper. Square ball, and Franklin in quite a deep position. Now, I beg your pardon. How could I possibly think that was Franklin in such a deep position? But Solihull in possession now.
They're just slowly.
Arnson. And now they lose possession. And now it's Johnson who does ever so well there. Good control from. Good tackle though from Arnson. But now FC have the ball back. Ooh. Chandler surely fouled. Right under the referee's nose.
A little bit of a kick out there. And nothing more than a free kick, I don't think. But we're just slowly just losing that midfield battle at the moment in the middle of the park. And that's where we get the ball out wide. And we don't have it too congested. We can cause more and more problems for the Solihull defenders.
Here's Tong, and Tong draws the foul there. That's cute, really, from Tong. Played the ball forward and just saw the player was there, made sure the contact happened, and wins a free kick to FC United just about 7 or 8 metres inside Solihull territory. Just what about just under 3 minutes to go to half time? FC with this 1-0 lead, and Sheridan prepared to take this. Free kick. He'll float it there and slips as he does so, and Nottingham intercepts. A bit unfortunate there from Sheridan, and a good tackle there from FC United. From Chandler, but Solihull have possession here, halfway line, and that's played out to Franklin. Important there that Thompson got on, he didn't get onto it. Franklin with a half volley cross now. Ashworth with important, and it doesn't really get enough on it. Bezig, but important work there. I think it was from Sheridan. Does ever so well there.
Tidies up.
And now it's Dale Johnson again, back to goal halfway line. Now Winter tries to outpace the number six, Dean. Dean does well and checks. Good work from Dean. Almost over-elaborates, but in the end it's throwing to FC United.
Great play by the number six there for Solihull, but equally Winter just stuck to his task and just made them make the mistake and forced the error, which is good. It was good first half performance from FC United Manchester, and I think if we go into half time 1-0, I think we'll be just shading it.
Yep, deservedly so, I think. And Scott Kay plays it inside there for Thompson. Oh, neatly done there. Dale Tong there brings it infield about 20 yards out, plays a square ball now for Chandler. We'll try one, but it's easily blocked. Maybe a better option there for Chandler. FC back in possession, but Nottingham will cut out that ball from Ashworth. Ashworth again with another up and under.
Where's Eddie Waring when you need him?
It's long gone, I'm afraid. And now it's Bezic. And he's pressurised there. Lose the possession. Good work again. Good pressing from FC United. And that's played forward. That's a careless ball. And now Solihull back in possession now, looking for equaliser. Just moments to go. Frustration for the Solihull fans here as FC maintain this 1-0 lead. And Chandler now will bring it forward for FC United. Chips it over halfway, but easily dealt with. Poor though from Nottingham. Poor header. And Jerome Wright, and that's important there. That was Daly with the all-important interception there. Concedes a throw-in, but could have been a lot worse with Jerome Wright bearing down on him. We've just got 30 seconds of normal time to go. Can't imagine there'd be more than a minute of added time. Just one brief stoppage for the physio and that goal early on from Jerome Wright. Chip forward towards Johnson though, but he's out jumped there by second ball though, won by FC United. Johnson again, oh, slips
great
in
ball.
Jerome Wright plays it across, but it's cut out there importantly by, and now it's Sheridan will try one, but it'll go way over the bar. And as we move into added time,
I think that's actually hit terminal three, that one.
Did it, sir?
It's not that big an airport.
I think the one thing is the Jerome, he's just still coming in a little bit too much for me, coming inside a little bit too much. We should be hogging that line, stretching Nottingham, not allowing him to, you know, dictate the play. Jerome's got to dictate it to him. But apart from that, and maybe deal with Franklin a little bit more, it's been a very, very good first 45 minutes from FC United. And at this moment in time, 1-0 with a goal kick taken.
As won there importantly by Eckersley, but they head it back into the danger area to Solihull, but it's won again by FC United. Sheridan with the clearance there, just wants to get it up the end of the
field.
Again,
too narrow, you see there, James. Too narrow again. Get out into the channels. Get him into the channels.
Just 10 seconds of the added minute left now. This will be the last opportunity. Let it go. Kay lets it go through there. And Asante, and all of a sudden, Franklin on the left-hand side. Low cross in. Ball bobbling around. FC can clear it surely now. And they don't need to because the referee's whistle goes. And a satisfactory first half for Carl Margenson and his men. 27 seconds, that goal from Jerome Wright. He got the ball. He's in a lot of space for a free kick. And just what looked like a cross but swerved in. Only he'll know whether it was a cross or a shot. But it gave FC the lead. And Swampy, Carl Margenson would have bitten your hand off for that half-time scoreline.
Most certainly, and I think not only that, the performance, what they're putting in, they're working hard together as a unit, they're compact, there's been moments where you'd expect to play against the league leaders of, you know, doing very, very well in this division. But FC United at the moment, if they keep the possession of the ball a little bit more, you know, look after the ball a little bit more, get a little bit more width as much as they can, you know, there's no reason why we can't go on and win this game. It's 1-0 at half time. We'll be back. There'll be some thoughts of both Ben and Sasso Paul. Until then, we'll be here at half time. It's FC United of Manchester 1, Solihull Moor 0.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This is FC UM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the balm cake.
Welcome back to the West Midlands, and you join us here live at Dampson Park, where it is currently FC United of Manchester 1-0 up against Solihull Moors. And I'm looking at someone who said something to me on Saturday. I'd just like to say, that's much better, that, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, much improved.
Much improved.
There are different...
Where's this positivity? See, positivity. Yeah,
we can't have enough of it. it makes a big difference when you win a free kick from the kickoff, basically, and then use it to maximum effect. We won a free kick midway inside the Solihull half. The first meaningful moment of the game, we won a free kick, spread it out wide to Jerome Wright. I think it was Sheridan played it out wide to Wright. And Wright whipped in a ball from the left-hand side, whether he meant it was a shot or not, hard to say. But shades of Rory Fallon at Stockport, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, because me and Swampy are both from the South Manchester suburbs, as is Jerome. We pick up the coach at Northenden. We had a good chat, and we basically said to Jerome,
This was the plan.
It was the SCM ADO pre-match team talk.
Yeah.
And we said,
did we suggest it to him?
Yeah. What we'd like to see from you, Jerome, is you play left wing tonight.
Yeah.
We did say 4-4-2, admittedly, with Greaves up front as well. More on that later. That added impetus that he gave us on Saturday, it's still there tonight.
We've got to mention Dale Johnson up front.
Yes.
His hold-up play has changed the picture a bit, because instead of playing it up to a single man who's struggling to keep the ball, Johnson not only has the strength to fight for the ball and keep it, but he's got a nice touch as well, and he brings other players in.
Well, Swampy says it's very Mark Hughes-esque, and I would say at this level it is very Mark Hughes-esque.
He's very effective, and obviously if he avoids injury, which is obviously a critical thing, and keeps his form, then he could be a very useful addition for the run-in and next season perhaps. Much improved from FC, I think. Winter and Kay in the midfield have been combative.
Yes.
They fill the gaps. We've pressed hard. Solihull play a very high-tempo game and love this angled ball into the box with bodies piling in. I can see why the top scorers were 67 at this moment. I can see why.
And we also said before the match as well, off-air, so we might as well let you in on it, was just how different this team is.
Even, as somebody said,
to Saturday's team in many ways.
Eight starters were not here 12 months ago, so I'm told.
I mean, how many starters weren't here on Saturday? I mean, we're getting to the stage
we're
now.
We're picking up players on the bus, I think. It's getting to that stage. But it's a new-look FC.
It is a new-look
FC. And
a
new style of play, I would say, as well.
We did say, though, I suggested off-air, that isn't there a bit of a gamble in what we're doing here? Because Dale Johnson, for example, hasn't trained with the team yet since he signed. I mean, I was speaking to the kit man, and we didn't even have a top for him on Sunday.
I mean, he is.
Exactly. So we're at the stage.
We're blagging this at the moment.
We are throwing stuff at a wall, but sometimes, as FCM Radio will... It's more than an
example show every
of.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. If you do throw mud at the wall, sometimes it sticks, and sometimes you create a lovely picture.
He might not be fit for 90 minutes tonight, but if we get an hour or so out of him, and then we've got Tom Greaves to throw in, if we're in a position where we're not losing... It makes a hell of a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Dale Tong, he made his debut on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was a difficult game. Both goals came down his flank, which I don't necessarily think was all his fault. I mean, for the overlap goal, he was heavily isolated. But he's settling in now.
I think it's very dangerous to judge a player on 90 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, I would say you need two or three games to look at a player and say, does he fit in? Is he what we need? So I wouldn't judge him too quickly at the moment.
Gavin has said Barca style of play. Would you go along with that, or is that too much at this stage?
I would say it. There's been stages. I mean, we're playing at a team that's 9 points clear at the top, and some of the play we've seen tonight going forward has been very silky. It's been very smooth, hasn't it?
Thompson, Wright, and Dale Johnson. The pair, all three of them, are teaming
really
well.
The interacting has been quite good, hasn't it? Considering that, you know, we've got a newcomer to the lineup tonight.
I mean, this is what we've been saying as well. I don't mean to drop Swamp in it, but he nearly shouted at George Thompson in the car park on Saturday, basically saying, "Well, I see you further up the pitch. Go further up the pitch."
Yeah.
And he's more effective up that end.
Well,
that's
where he belongs. I mean, that's where he does the damage. When he scored the goals he's got for us early in his time with us, it was playing further forward. The further back he's got, the more ineffective he is, I think. But we're expecting a very strong response here from the league leaders, you must say.
Yes, I mean we normally pick a mood for the second half. This is going to be tricky.
We might have to ride the storm a bit here for a few minutes, but you know, like I was saying before the game, Solihull have had a great season. They've beaten, you know, virtually everybody who's been put in front of them. They must have travelled to Harrogate a few weeks ago in great spirits and came back with a 6-0 hammering. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you you know, football's a strange game at times, isn't it?
It is indeed. And, Paul, you can see your work live as it happens at liveteamsnaps.com. Yes?
And if we do pull off a win tonight, which will be a shock for the whole division, we've got to 14th, I believe.
We are. And I was about to there read out the half-time scores, right, and then realised there's no one else playing. So yes. So there you go.
Right.
But thank you, Paul, as always. As I said, Paul's work you can see live. Paul also tweets live as well. For example, he... while that match was going on and he was doing all his stat work, he basically did a bit of research, went into his mind palace.
The
mind palace. And it basically went, Carl Wilson, 14 seconds, wit, 2008.
That's a Chinese chippy on Charlton Road, I'm sure.
Anyway, home team are now out. FC United are coming out now as well. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Don't forget to donate. All donations are lovingly accepted at fcumradio.co.uk/donate. But it's now time for the second half with Swampe. But first, welcome back, James Quinn.
Yes, welcome back to the Automated Technology Group Stadium, home of Solihull Moors.
That is not what it's called, is it?
That is what it's called.
What's it called?
The Automated Technology Group Stadium, ATG.
I think I'd call it the ATG Stadium.
But it's... let's give it its full name just so everybody knows what ATG stands for. I'm sure that would have been on the minds of many listeners tonight.
Yes, and half of them have just now turned off.
Anyway, it's Solihull Moors 0, FC United 1. Jerome Wright, 27 seconds, giving FC the lead. And now I'm sure that's concentrated the minds of Solihull Moors. Very important half-time tea talk for them as they come straight out of the blocks here. Coming forward, and it's Armson spreads it out there to Nottingham, straight low cross in, and FC United defending it well, cleared now, trying to clear their lines and forcing Solihull back now to the halfway line. Daly lays it forward to Byrne, who will spread this out wide, and it's well won there. And Brown now has it, he plays a ball out, and that's that man again, Connor Franklin. And he wins a corner, and they mean business to Solihull. Straight out of the blocks here, on the attack, and pressing. And it will be a corner ball to the home side. They look for a quick-fire equaliser here, having gone behind so early in this game. Corner ball, left-footed outswinger. Floated invitingly, just beats everyone, though. And now FC will clear. It was Eckersley clears it for a throw into Solihull.
You can see he's trying to get his foot around the board. Didn't quite come off for him, but he's cleared the danger for the next few moments.
Jack Byrne with the throw for the home side. And now Armson chips it in. Very inviting there. It's nodded down. Asante. And it's 1-1. And well, FC United undone there. Throw chipped in nicely, invitingly by Armson. But you just want the FC defence perhaps to be a little more alert there, as they were in the first half. But top scorer Kwasi Asante wasn't missing that opportunity, and it's 1-1.
Well, he wasn't, but there's got to be a suggestion of an offside there. The assistant referee was miles behind with play, and he eventually, when the ball went to the back of the net, he eventually got himself to the corner flag, and he couldn't give a decision because he was nowhere near. And to me, that looked, for all intents and purposes, quite offside.
But be that as it may, as I get adjusted by my colleague, sound effects.
You need to. There you go. You've got two ears now.
Thank you very much. As Solihull come forward again, and FC United with it all to do as they break forward. Byrne spreads it out to Nottingham, who's in space on the right hand side. Low cross in, and the ball spins out for a corner as Eckersley desperately defends. And what a different game it is now. It's 1-1. And as quickly as FC scored in the first half, Solihull have done it in the second half and have just forced a corner, and they really are on the march. Now the league leaders. Some defending for FC to do from this corner. And it comes floated in. It's a good one, but it's nodded down there. And cleared, half cleared by FC United as Byrne heads it. Doesn't control his header, though. And Thompson spreads it out there. And now it's Dale Johnson. He's got... well, he had Sheridan to the left, didn't know he was there, clearly, because Sheridan really would have been through had Johnson seen him well. FC there attempting a quick riposte now as Solihull bring it forward and Brown slides it through, but it's just misses Armson. And FC United now, having been relatively solid in the first half, already undone once and almost again there.
About sixes and sevens at the moment, FC United. They've got to get to grips with this second half. They have the wind in their favour, but they're running into the wind when they're defending. There's a long clearance there by Carnell.
And that's a nodded down, and all of a sudden it's Thompson, is it? Thompson with a chance!
Yes!
2-1! What about that?
Well, it was all about the head. There was a long clearance there from Carnell. It met the head of Dale Johnson. He flipped the ball over his head. Ongoing there was FC United and Manchester's Thompson. Well, he's had two golden opportunities. The third he's taken. He's drilled it through the goalkeeper. And FC United find themselves from 1-1 in the last 35 seconds. Now back to 2-1 up.
Excellent. What a game of football we've got here. And full credit to FC, because they really were rocking after that, conceding that equaliser. Solihull applying the pressure. They really came out with intent, the home side, but FC
are
right back at it.
But what a great header there by Dale Johnson. He flicks it on, and there was Thompson, and he was in the position you wanted to be in, the final third in the 18-yard penalty area. He kept his head down, he kept the ball down low, drilled it through the goalkeeper, and FC United back in front here at the ABGDF
at the ATG Stadium. But all of it right up the other end. Asante there, the goal scorer for Solihull, surrounded by FC players, managed to get a low cross in. Ashworth with a half clearance now out on the right hand side. Armson with a cross and headed out, but Solihull getting the second ball. Tong will chase this, as it's a rather wayward pass there from Solihull, but they'll win the ball back now. Dean, and now it's Bezic with a square ball, and now it's Street. The skipper brings it forward just inside FC territory, crosses it, nice, neat little ball, and it's nodded there for Asante to chase, but it's cleared out for a corner to Solihull.
Good defending from FC United Manchester there, but that was a lovely weighted ball. And the only one criticism there, really, Ashworth is a little bit late getting across to his player, and he's done enough. It's a corner ball, but you've got to get him, meet the ball a little bit quicker from me, but again, a great ball in. And another corner for the home team.
Ryan Bezic prepares to take left-footed in-swinger, far post. It hovers in the air there, and it's half-cleared again as FC battle, but it's on the edge of the box. Solihull bring it back in. This is a real chance for two-all as Brown heads it over the bar. That was a chance.
Well, it was a chance, you're right, but the other problem was there from FC United, a bit of hesitant goalkeeping. He wasn't sure whether to come and collect it there, Dave Carnell. He chose not to, so he's backtracking, and it's over the bar. However,
what an eventful 5 minutes or so since the restart. Equaliser for Solihull almost immediately. Referee going to have a word with
Dave Chappie, the goalkeeping coach of FC United. He was taking some bottles over there, and I think he just gave a couple of words of advice to his goalkeeper, and the referee was scurrying across.
So Winter plays it down the byline to no one in particular, and that will go out for a throw in to Solihull. Deep
press again now, though, James. You know, that's where we don't want to be too deep. Press into them corners, keep them there, make them play.
Now then, Solihull there almost getting themselves in a bit of a tangle, but played out of defence nicely, and now it's Nottingham just in front of us here on the halfway line. Tall right back plays it there for Armson, who checks and plays it back. That's intended for Nottingham, but Jerome Wright, defensive winger that he can be, tracked back well there. Now Johnson with a head tennis now, and Solihull bring the ball back in under control. Daly will play a long ball towards, that's nodding nicely by Brown. Armson, but he's robbed importantly, but the ball now breaks for Asante. Square ball, and that's Brown, important challenge from Chandler. I think that will be a corner. Indeed it will. Well across there, Chandler couldn't do any more than concede the corner now. Goodness me, there's not many moments to draw breath.
It's a very, very good game of football. Two teams playing some good attractive football. If you're neutral here, you'd be really thoroughly enjoying it. FC United currently winning by 2-1, but a bit more pressure yet again from the home team from this corner. They always leave two in the corner, so they drag two players away.
And here it comes, floated in far post again. Carnell will go for this and collect comfortably, and Carnell will just hopefully take a few moments, but no, he rolls it out. progressively in on the far side. It's now with Thompson, brings it in, first time ball from Winter. Might have taken a little bit more time, but wins the throw in.
Protect the ball a little bit more, give yourself the opportunity.
And FC have it on the far side now. Tong, oh, loses possession, poor ball. Solihull back in possession now with Street inside his own half, and plays it forward on the halfway line. Is Armson with a nice turn. He's got Nottingham to his right, uses him, and Nottingham will play a square ball to Bezic, who plays very deep, the number 10, and that's a fine ball there for Brown. If he can keep this in, indeed he can. Can he get across? Brown, decent looking cross, header there, I think it was from Ashworth. Second ball picked up by Solihull. Now it's Street. Street plays a square ball, it's Bezic, good tackle, good harrying, but gets it back to Street. Now Street will play it in, decent ball played back now to Armson, 20 yards out, and it's bobbling and it's cleared there by FC United. Winter doing a good defensive job there, and the ball all the way back now in Solihull territory. They'll build from the back again, and it's Daly, the number 4, who'll bring this forward for Solihull Moors. Chips it forward, Ashworth though easily cuts that one out. Now it's Jerome Wright on the far side battling, and he's out muscled there, there was no foul. And Nottingham now plays a first time ball in nicely. Try, ooh, and it was Brown there trying to play in. Asante, good defence there by FC United. Dale Tong has it on the far side, but doesn't keep possession. Connor Franklin now plays it back to Dean. Dean out to Franklin. Franklin with a good square ball now, and it's Byrne. And Byrne will play it out there to Street. Street's got Nottingham out to his right. Plays it nicely, but it's too strong, I beg your pardon. And that will go out for a throw into FC United. They've got a, and you would want, from an FC United point of view, just for just to take the time to slow things down.
A bit of calmness if at all possible. But I'll tell you what, you watch Ilson last season and to this season, Solihull are like the finished article of Ilson. They are comfortable on the ball. They've got a player at every opportunity. And when they put the balls in the air, they're actually only about 6.5 foot off the ground. Yep. And they're being whipped in. Great balls. Good team to watch. Not surprised at all that they're top of the league. But FC United are winning by 2-1 here. But the pressure, the closing down, the amount of work FC United have to do off the ball to try and get this ball back, Scott, is immense.
Scott Kay loses possession there. Couldn't quite control it. Brown tries to slide it through. Important, the work there from Eckersley. And Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright slides past one, past two. He's surrounded there in the end. Street fouls him. And did Street lash out there?
No, he turned around and he was annoyed with the referee. And Jerome was just in the way.
Yes, sir. But certainly got an elbow in the back there. Not a vicious elbow, no. But it was a foul. And no cards so far. It's been in a robust game, but played in a good spirit. And FC United leading by 2-1 here. And we've played 56 minutes here.
Well, the ball for me is Jerome Wright, this near touchline. You know, rather than whip it in, do what we did in the first half. That's what we scored the first goal from.
Sheridan ignores Swanby, floats it, it comes down. Thompson tries to take a shot. It's blocked. And it's cleared by Solihull and nicely picked up on the halfway line by Brown. And then it was Armson there, couldn't really control that, and clears it out there. Well,
did well there, Sharon, and closing down the space, making him play the ball, making them make the mistakes, and that's what you want from an FC perspective. Keep this work rate going. It's hard out there, you know, they've got a long way this going to go. There's still, 36 minutes, I think, of the game to go, and FC United and Manchester are going to have to keep this work rate up because Solihull have got
his
quality over the pitch.
Low. That's played forward towards Asante, but Carnell is alert and throws it straight out to
and that's what we
Dale
need to do,
Tom.
Because then we're stretching them, and that's
Dale
the way
Tom
we want
now.
To do.
Right, thank you. And as it comes, brings it forward, Winter there with an optimistic-looking ball there for Tong. Quite got the pace, but poor clearance, and, well, Solihull Moors drawing a foul there, quite fortunately, I think, because they put themselves under a bit of pressure there, the home side. Now it's Street, slides it towards Armson. Good pressing again, that was Scott Kay, and now it's Sheridan who wins possession. It's good work from FC United, the work rate.
Having a good game is Sheridan, he's covering the large parts of the pitch and he's working hard, as are the rest of this midfield.
And now it's throw into FC United, Chantler with it. Level with the 18-yard line as FC attack. Chantler slides it. Well, it was intended for Jerome Wright, but not quite on the same wavelength there. And Street will clear this for Solihull Moors. And getting in a tangle there, Eckersley and Ashworth. And, well, that could be a booking, I think, for Eckersley. It was quite a sort of clattered in there to Kwasi Asante, and
I'm going to read this tweet, this text out now from the Big Red. Very disappointed. We are 2-1 up, playing away against league leaders, and no mention of any tenacity being displayed.
Well, there's plenty of time to go yet. As the referees have just had a quick word with Eckersley, and again, here's an opportunity for them. The tenacity may well come in the final part of the show.
But no card issued by the referee showing restraint. That was a pretty. That was probably one of the more physical fouls that we've seen tonight there. And anyway, free kick floated into the box there by Solihull. Won by an FC head, but not cleared, and then cleared at the second time of asking. That was Chandler doing the needful there. And Winter now tries to slide it out, but I think that could be too optimistic, and Street will get on the end of it. FC just need to be a little bit cuter with possession, perhaps.
Well, that's exactly the key to the game, is to hold onto the ball a little bit more. You know, protect what you, when you have it. Try and slow the game down to your level if you can, and pass the ball around. There's going to be parts of this game, and we've seen already in the opening 15 minutes of this first 45, second 45, the opening part went to the home team. They got the equaliser. FC now go to the other end and score 2-1. But there will be other parts of this game where they're going to throw the kitchen sink at FC United and Manchester if they're still losing by 2-1 with, you know, 20 minutes to go.
As FC now lose possession again, and Solihull mop up and play it back to Lewis in the Solihull goal, and that's cleared, and ball falls for Dale Tong here deep inside FC territory. Scott
very
Kane,
well,
nice ball to Winter, spreads it out there, first time ball for Thompson, and Dale Johnson's onside here. He's got two players around him, and in the end just couldn't get the ball under sufficient control. A good defending, good recovery there from the two Solihull centre-backs there. Just half a chance there for Dale Johnson.
And he's still down with cramp as well. He's not played a lot of football, in all fairness, and the ball on the right-hand side now.
And Asante now. Okay, low cross into the box, and Ashworth with the clearance. That'll be a throw-in there. And Johnson walking. Well, he bends down again. Just check he's okay, but the ball's all plays all happening. The other end of the half. Johnson looks a little bit... we're walking a little bit gingerly, a bit of a shake of the head there, and Carl Margenson looks around at his subs, but that really is unfortunate for FC United, particularly if that's a hamstring, as it looks like it might be. And having arrived at the club there, Dale Johnson, but up the other end of the field, Solihull cross into the box there, half-headed by Thompson and volleyed clear by Jerome Wright, and Johnson though, gamely after this one, but... can't do much, and it's cleared by Solihull. That'll be out for a throw into FC United. Well, deep inside their own
what
half.
What we want now is that if Daniels comes on, or indeed if Greaves comes on, they've got to do that role. They've got to hold the ball and get the ball out wide.
Who would you pick out of those two to
Daniels?
And it just looks Daniel, and it is Daniels who's getting the nod.
I think you start with Daniels, and then you can always bring Greaves on at some stage. But I mean, listen, he's been on the pitch for what? 58 minutes by the time he goes off, but he's been absolutely outstanding, and you know, a fully fit Dale Johnson, you can see exactly what he's going to bring to FC United, the final flurries of this division.
But, that is unfortunate, and Thompson now will flick a header down that's intended for Winter battling away there with Bezic, and does well this Winter, and Tong will just clear this left footed deep into Solihull territory, but they'll pick it up. Dean will play a square ball to Daly, and Solihull again will build from deep inside their own territory. Now it's Street, and he plays a long ball, a sliced ball, looks like it might be going out. Indeed it is. That's a poor ball there from the skipper, and Daniels, well, useful replacement to have.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, he ran himself into the ground on Saturday, you know, after 75 minutes. I mean, you don't often see Greg Daniels as tired as he was. He's had a break this evening, and well, Dale Johnson leaving the pitch. But I've seen him, you know, over the last four or five seasons, and he's an absolutely outstanding footballer. He really is. If he was fully fit, I mean, he's not played for. I think he's played about five games in total in the last since January, and that's all that is tonight. Is his tiredness, really? He's
He shakes his head. I mean, he looks as though he seems to be. Sense of complaint there as he speaks to the bench, but
he's upset with himself for not
Dale
scoring.
Johnson, Darren Lyons having a laugh. So obviously,
Darren Lyons won't be feeling sorry for him or anything like that. He'd be having a right dig at him because it should have been three. But I mean, again, it was great defending.
Daniels now first touch there, but that's picked up. Solihull have certainly had more of the possession of late, and FC just need to get their foot on the ball a bit, you feel, with just under half an hour to go.
Good
strong header. That was Ashworth, who's had a good return here tonight for FC United. Bezic, square ball. Dean on the halfway line for Solihull, plays it forward. And Santeg drops deep to get the ball, the number seven, the goal scorer for Solihull. And now it's Connor Franklin. And that's nodded on by Brown, and back to goal. They couldn't control it there. The substitute has just come on for the visitors. That's
the ball I'm talking about. You see what he did there, FC United, as a Chandler. He put the ball with whip to the halfway line on the line here. Sorry. And we won the ball. It came off a player, unfortunately, for a throw-in, though.
Bezic there. Good ball, Brown. Important header from Chandler. Corner ball, though. And while we were discussing the FC substitution, Stefan Moore, former Aston Villa youth, is on the field, and we'll just clarify who he's replaced. And Armson, the number 11, who has provided the assist for the Solihull goal, he's made way, and in comes a corner now for Solihull. Not a great one, though. It's cleared, but they have it back now, and they and now it's back with Street deep inside his own territory. Daniels will pressurise him, but he does well. The Street, but then the ball is given away. Daniels with a square ball, and all of a sudden it's the number seven, Sheridan, who'll chip it towards Scott Kay, who's made an excellent run. Can he keep this ball in play, Scott Kay? Yes, he can. He's got Jerome Wright coming up behind him, but he's got two Solihull players. Kay does well. It's flicked in now for George Thompson, scorer of the second FC goal. Plays it out to Kay. Now it's a Chandler. Good play from FC United. Jerome Wright, 18-yard line. Tries to thread his way through. Jerome Wright! Great tackle. Still with Wright, though. Chips it over. Too high for Daniels. Well, that was some pretty magical work from Jerome Wright, but he just couldn't provide the finishing touch there.
Did really well there. FC United have to defend,
though. Solihull bring it away, though, over halfway. And Stefan Moore plays it back. And now it's spread out right to Nottingham. Michael Nottingham now for the home side, and he does well. He dummies and that plays a nice square ball, 18-yard line, but aimless ball there from Jack Byrne.
Well, Jerome Wright full of running still. How long he can last up and down this pitch is going to be interesting. But Adam Thurston, for me, would be the player that would be coming on in his place, as two FC United players warming up. Matty Wolford in there, back from illness, as the long looping ball over the top. And again, Daniels is going to put the pressure on the skipper. And he's going to push it about. You've done all the hard work now, Daniels, and therefore he just makes a use of himself.
Street does well. And 834 the attendance, which apparently is a Tuesday night record for Solihull Moors. We think about 500 FC, do we think?
Probably 300 or 400 FC, I think, at least.
And all power to them for making the trip here, with the side not going so well at the moment. And it's a tough-looking fixture, being rewarded so far with an excellent FC performance and a 2-1 lead for the men in red. As Michael Nottingham prepares to take this throw, and two balls on the field. That's the reason for the...
Well, there's more than two in fair. Oh, sorry, football.
Thank you. And that adolescent joke will be removed from the edit of the rerun.
Damn right, James.
Which will be listened to by families, of course, up and down Manchester, up and down the world. Cleared by Danny Lewis. And now it's deep inside FC territory again. Ashworth with a half volley clearance. Daniels, can he get on the end of this? Flicks it out nicely. Jerome Wright, well, Jerome Wright there takes the ball in the half volley, slices it out of play. FC United just maybe want to get their foot on the ball in this period of the game. We played 67 and a half minutes, so we're midway inside the second half. 2-1 FC United lead. Couldn't describe how precious these points would be for FC United, but long way to go yet, as Michael Nottingham plays it down the line and plays it well. Stefan Moore, Carnell's come out, and a no-nonsense boot into row double Z to give himself time to get back to goal.
But he's getting back to that stage now, isn't he, this season, where he's actually going out and being the sweeper, which he hasn't been doing for the vast majority of the season. It was good play from him there. He saw the danger, nullified it, but it was a big throw-in now.
And Connor Franklin has come all the way over from the left-hand side to take this throw-in. In it goes, into the box there, near post. It's nodded down nicely, half-cleared. Bit messy in there, and it's hoofed away, and it's still in the danger area. Headed clear by Tong, but not all the way clear. And now a chance to half volley it clear there. But it'll be nodded back into the danger zone. And now it's Asante now, far side. Oh, and plays it for his colleague, but his colleague slipped there. And it's a goal kick.
Wasn't that a song, from a 1980s movie? About aeroplanes.
What was
in the danger zone?
The danger zone, or the danger zone, I think.
Top gun, wasn't it? Yes.
And it's played down now, and now it's Jerome Wright, but important sliding challenge.
He's a top quality defender, Street, isn't he? He really is.
Really well timed that so well. But it's a throw into FC United, level with the 18 yard line.
But the good thing is, James, what he's in is a game of football, and he can see he's tiring because of the amount of work he's had to do, and FC United put the pressure under so much.
So Winter loses possession there. There's lost a bit of balance there, and Solihull will bring it away. Byrne with a square ball, and good pressing from FC means the ball has to go back to Lewis in the Solihull goal. Solihull in possession midfield now, and this is Bezic. Bezic will chip it forward. Great run there from Stefan Moore. Important, the boot on it from Ashworth, otherwise FC would have been in trouble. But Moore manages to rescue it, plays it across. It's not it, it's down there, it's cleared. Goodness me, knocking on the door of Solihull Moors, and now they have it back on the halfway line. FC could do with getting some possession, taking the sting out of this Solihull side, of momentum with them at the moment, but the lead still with FC United as it's chipped in to the 18-yard box again. Referee's flag goes up. Big sigh of relief for FC United.
And the crossover handshake is being here for the radio listeners to actually witness.
Like one of those where we hold a check,
yes,
when you've been given the man of the match.
And, FC United and Manchester, thanks very much, James, and he's going to continue obviously with us all the way through the end of the game. 2-1 to FC United. ConstructiveCoding.com, the armchair, and you're all very, very welcome wherever you're around the world. As always, good evening, good afternoon, good morning and welcome, as another plane comes in to land, as FC United and Manchester were landing at the moment with 3 points, and it's a hard task out there. The work rate's there, both teams playing at a very good tempo. The home team, I've got to say, very impressed with the way they play football. They don't panic in any way, shape or form. Everything's done in the right manner, the right way. They're good on the ball, but have they given it away? Well, they nearly did it. It was that man again, Connor Franklin, over the halfway line. Plays it left-hand side. In fact, it wasn't Franklin that time, was it? It was Gareth Dean who plays the ball now far left-hand side for the substitute on the ball.
Stephen
ball whips
Moore
in there. And there's an opportunity. First half shot comes in. Well, off the underside of the crossbar. Hicks, FC United's goalkeeper on the backside, and stays out somehow.
That is extraordinary, because it hit him on his rear end and somehow did not ricochet back into the net. That must be one of the brilliant technique from David Carnell, to completely relax his muscles so the ball didn't bounce into the goal. You've got to give him credit.
You've given him all the credit he deserves. That really, for me, again, I think you can thank the assistant linesman for not being up with play, because he couldn't tell whether it had gone behind the goal behind or not, and he wasn't. That's the second time he's done that. Wasn't the benefit of FC United second time, though. Yes. That was the benefit, really. And what a shot, though. What an effort. But they'll get a bit too much room afforded. FC United now concede the ball again. Eckersley needs to win the second ball. He doesn't. The ball through the middle. And luckily for FC United, all the way back to Carnell, who takes the ball. And has a little bit of a run around in his own 18-yard area with it.
Of course. Helen in Leicester's telling you to behave with regards to your more than two balls on the pitch,
exactly,
comment.
Yeah,
it's just smut.
It's not even, so it's low grade smut. I think
long
that's,
ball.
That's the
to
disappointment.
This near touchline, and Daniels, well, he got a slight head on there, but the flag had gone up for an offside decision against him.
And Captain Killjoy, perhaps the tenacity has been too momentary for our esteemed commentators to notice it.
Well, FC United are going to need to be tenacious in the last.
It's not the same.
No, but I'm saying tenacious in the last 13 minutes, you pedantic twonk.
Well, I think that's a comment. That's it, basically implying we don't know what we're looking at.
Penalty area. FC United's Carnell comes out and gathers the ball into his arms, and Rolls it out to Kay. Kay being closed down very quickly, but he plays the ball out to Jerome right in the left-back position. Daniels is there, but he plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan can't afford to lose it there. Does tremendously well. And then plays the ball down the left-hand side and defended again by Street, the skipper. And for me, we've got to Daniels needs to stay in that centre role, that centre forward role in the middle there, and let him and free the rest of the players from left and right. He's on this left-hand side though, and he'll try and win this header. Well, Daniels, and he's not going to win it against Street because the referees signalled it was a free kick, and the goalkeeper comes across to.
Was that a free kick? Was that a foul by the FC?
I don't really think it was a great. There was a great deal in it, to be honest, but the referee deemed it to be, and. The goalkeeper comes out to take it well out of his area, and this right-hand side, Danny Lewis.
Good referee, because you hardly notice him.
He's done what I mean? Well, we've had two very good referees in the last two games, to be honest, and it's a long clearance by Lewis, who's on the end of it. Ashworth wins the first header. Kay, well, he miscues the second clearance, and it's Solihull back on the ball. And it's the number 10 now, it's Bezic. Tries to play the ball left-hand side. It's cut out first and foremost by FC United, but they give the ball away back to Jack Byrne. Byrne now looks for some support. He has it to his feet. 1-2 there between him and Asante. Asante then plays the ball back with a poor ball, and now Greg Daniels, well, he wins the ball and he gets a free kick after Jack Byrne there just threw himself into the play. They want a great deal in it, to be honest, but the referee deems it to be a free kick. And FC United can just take the time and maybe just slow the game down a little bit, because it has been a frenetic pace, and there's been some great quality. The tenacity of FC United at the moment, though, has been magnificent, considering where we are at the table. And it's a long ball played from right to left, or should I say left to right, as the ball flicked now across. Can Daniels get in the end of it? No, he can't. Second ball, well, it's won by George Thompson. Thompson plays it into Sheridan, and Sheridan got two players around him. He let the balls roll across him. He was waiting and looking and trying to find Jerome Wright, who'd come inside. Jerome needs to stick out on this near, on this touchline here. Spread the play. Don't allow us to go too narrow, because when we go narrow, we'll get beat. It's 2-1 though at this moment in time. Left hand side, lovely ball, sweeping ball again. It looks like Connor Franklin on the ball, plays it to the substitute, the ball to the penalty. That's a good ball, good clearance though there by Ashworth. And you pedantic swamp, manners please, Swampy. The voice of the nation.
The Manc Nation.
Oh, is it, they say the Manc Nation? Oh, he does, yeah. Ooh.
No, he does say nation.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, FC with some defending to do here. Swampy, another corner for Solihull. Really are pressurising.
They're outswinging the big number fours up there. Daly, that's what the head they'll be looking for. Up they go. Daly gets on the end of it, does he know? It's.
He didn't get enough on that one. He headed it down in front of the keeper, but he did win it, but just couldn't get any purchase on it, really.
And a good throw there for Jerome Wright to run onto. Jerome Wright does really well. Great defending yet again by the skipper there, Theo Street. Well, if it stays like this, 15 minutes of this game to go off, just over 14, in fact. Only one defeat this season, Solihull at home, and you would really say, though, that they've got everything in their locker, the capacity to get something out of this game. As Jerome Wright now in a forward position, plays it inside to Harry Winter, who has two players around him and loses out, and then wins it back and then loses it out, does he? And the referee, well, I don't know whether actually he blew the whistle there, but everyone did seem to stop, and the free kick was conceded. And it was a loose ball.
Certainly wasn't a whistle.
And played there by Tong. The ball flicked on. Now, it's an opportunity now for Daniels. Can he get beyond the defender? No, great defending again by Liam Daly this time. And they play the ball from the back with ease again. Theo Street, the captain, plays a 1-2. Out right-hand side now to Michael Nottingham. They really do play football, this team. Every opportunity, every position, every player comfortable on the ball, every player looking for each other, every player and every purpose ball with... Something got wrong there. Anyway, Jerome Wright on the ball now on this near touchline, plays it inside to Kay. Kay to Sheringham. Sheringham can drive forward, and well, someone should tell FC United there is 15 minutes to go, and playing keep ball, not necessarily the right thing to do, but they get themselves a free kick out of nothing there.
I think it's an attempt though to just to keep the possession for a few moments, because Solihull have been on the offensive a lot, and just was an attempt not to, well, just a slow to change the equilibrium of the game a little bit.
Yeah, the tempo has been frenetic all the way through this game as the ball whips into the penalty area, and it's a poor ball. No movement from FC United, and it was very, very simple for the goalkeeper. A substitution about to happen for the home team, as on the far side it's Connor Franklin Franklin looks for a simple ball to the halfway line, gets it, the ball goes all the way back though to Daly. Daly plays it back to the goalkeeper, Lewis.
Stephen Leslie being readied by the home side.
And still this patient build-up play, ball played in. FC United win the ball back though. Second ball won by the skipper Street, and then FC United at the back. And good control this time by Daniels, and a lovely ball by Daniels to Jerome Knight. Now the one thing that's missing is a red shirt in the penalty area. And does Jerome get himself a corner ball? He does indeed. But luckily for him, we got the corner because there was nobody there at all. And see, that's sometimes you've got to gamble really. And it was good play by Jerome. Lovely hold up play by Daniels initially. Puts a lovely ball out for Jerome Knight to get down the left hand side.
It's a good point you make there, Swampy. That just because see a holding on to a lead there, want to be alive to the possibilities that come, and just felt that there was no red shirt ready to get into that box once Jerome Wright had won possession.
Good. Corner taken quickly, a 1-2 there to Thompson into the penalty area he goes, and he gets himself another corner. It was quite a decent corner actually, that the way they linked up Sheringham and George Thompson.
We move into the last 10 minutes here.
2-1 if you just joined us, with FC United and Manchester, goal on 27 seconds, and then a goal in the first minute of the second half to make it 1-1. FC United went down the other end as this corner goes in. It's a decent ball, comes across three or four players. Who's it for? Well, it's half cleared, and then Tong wasn't the best of headers, and they can clear the lines, but Tong will intercept the ball as well there. Now a bit of width required. He's found the ball, and it's at the feet of FC United and Manchester's number 8, Winter. Winter plays it to Daniels. Daniels now back to Tong. Tong tries to manoeuvre himself down the right-hand side. Looks for some support, gets himself a throw-in.
And this is a good period of play from FC in the sense they've arrested the momentum of the game from Solihull. It's such a dominant period.
There's a smell of that. You can smell that there's foxes in the air.
I was going to say fried onions.
No, it's a fox, I would have thought. But anyway, the
Gareth Dean is the man who's making way for a substitute... Substitute Leslie, Stephen Leslie.
Yes, it's a scent, Ben. It's a scent of a fox. You can smell it.
It's definitely onions.
Very, very, very.
It's onions.
Very garlicky. You get that smell.
Takes his shirt straight off.
Yeah, only because he's ripped. Look at him. He just done. Look at me.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. A subject coming off on his way off, taking his shirt off.
It's a yellow card, isn't it? Taking your shot from the pitch.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a yellow card.
Yeah, retrospective yellow card.
Anyway, FC United have the throw-in on the far side. They take it into Sheringham. Sheringham has Jerome around this near touchline if he can find him. And he just about does, and Jerome can take over now. He's got Kay to his left. Cuts inside, though. There's a nice ball to Thompson. He can find it. He plays a 1-2 then with Daniels. Daniels turns back on himself. They'll place it out to Sheringham. Sheringham plays it across right-hand side now to Tong. Better football from FC United. A bit of cultured play here. And then the ball from Harry Winter, he lets himself and the team down, but they're still defending it, and it gets himself a throw-in. It was good pressurising, though, still. Tong didn't give up the ghost, and FC United have a throw-in. And no other real movement. Adam Thurston, I think, just not necessarily being readied, but it's
he's warming up, but...
Here's FC United again on the far side. Thompson can't afford to lose it there, and he's giving the ball away, and that was lazy, really. And that's a great layoff there. The ball is right hand side. Jerome Wright's back tracking to try and get the ball off Michael Nottingham there. Can he keep up with him? Well, he cuts inside Nottingham. Two players around him. What's his delivery like? Poor. And then it ricochets off a defender. And they have it back on the left hand side. Over the halfway line goes Connor Franklin. Ball into the penalty area. Defended well by Jerome Wright. And then referee's not given a free kick there, is he? Well, no, he's not needed because FC United had the boys offside by about 2 or 3 yards there, Daniels.
Yes, that was a little bit poor, I think, from Daniels, but I suppose he was just... ball came forward a bit quicker than he was anticipating.
Well, it looks like FC United just jiggled the puck around a little bit. Jerome Wright going into the middle of the park now.
Interesting.
And Daniels back defending in the left-back position. That's a substitution for FC United. It's going to be Matty Wolford in there. It's going to come on. Well, the assistant not happy, saying it wasn't quick enough from an FC perspective. The free kick's taken into the penalty area. It goes. It's flicked on towards the back post. Two players from FC United think about trying to leave it. They do leave it. The ball gets flicked back, but FC United with the ball back with Chandler. Well, he trades a player passing there to Sheringham, but it comes off the defender, and eventually FC United get the throw. And now we can take the decision to make the substitution. And
Jerome Wright.
Well, Jerome's going to come off because he was told to go to the far side of the pitch, knowing he was coming off.
But sportingly, he only went to the centre circle.
Well, he was too tired to go any further. I think that's what it was. But a good performance from Jerome this evening.
He's been brilliant, hasn't he?
That will be a fitness question. It's certainly not a question of Jerome Wright's performance, because he's worked very hard for these 83 minutes he's been on the field.
Well, Wolferton takes over the captain's armband, and Jerome, I think his work's done there this evening. He has his up and down work has been fantastic. As Wolferton's first touch, second ball won by FC United, looking for a throw-in. No, it comes off Harry Winter, and it's a throw-in to the home team, but they're deep in their own half on this near touchline, and there is about 7 minutes to go with this game. FC United leading by 2-1, and Michael Nottingham looking for the throw. And the one thing I've seen about this team as well, which I've really actually liked, is the fact that they don't steal loads and loads of yards with the throw. They take the throw from where it is. Seems to have been instilled a good ethic of football here at Solihull. As down the left-hand side they go now. It's with Daly, and Daly, well, he splits his own players there. It's out for a throw into FC United, Manchester on the halfway line.
I was about to say, what gentlemen they all were, and they took it a bit too far there, Solihull, by just passing the ball out of play and giving FC the chance to run down the clock a little and have possession.
Well, it's Tong to take the throw in. Long throw down the right hand side. Free header though. Tong gets the ball back with his head. And then Harry Winter there trying to use his strength there and putting the pressure on. The referee says he's done it illegally and a little bit too robustly. And it is a free kick to the home team. It's deep in their own half though. And they'll try and get this game underway as quick as they can. Solihull, it's the goalkeeping fact he's taken. He's come out a good 45 yards on the far left hand side. He'll hit this as high and long as he can. Through the middle it goes. Up goes Ashworth. It evades Ashworth at the back post. It's FC United and Manchester's goalkeeper gathering the ball after a tentative attempt, really, there from Nottingham. It's more like a cushion header back to the goalkeeper opposed to. It came onto him, I think, before he realised that he just headed it.
I think that Nottingham was thinking about heading it forward for a player, but he almost needed to cushion it even more because it was just a bit too much power and it was easy for
Nottingham. Carnell. This time his header is precise and compact, and they've lost the ball though, and FC United now with Sheringham. Daniels is the man in front of him. He plays it to Daniels in the penalty area on the left hand side. First half shot comes. Ooh, he's hit it with pace, and it seemed to just take off at the wrong moment because it was quite low, and then all of a sudden, shoom, over the bar.
The ball thought he was leaving the airport, didn't it?
Is that Daniels' weaker foot? The left, is he quite two-footed?
Yeah, but he would have fancied it, I think, across him. And the ball when Sheringham had the ball, played across him as another substitution for the home team, and then he would have drilled it with his right. But again, you know, it's an attempt, and the substitution, it's Asante coming off.
And Darren Barfield, former Walsall player.
Jura's got in touch with us from the Ukraine to clarify the rule about taking your shirt off. It was just a joke, Jura. It's fine, it was just a joke.
Oh, maybe Yuri's joking as well.
Oh bless.
Twice
Mancunian enough to know he was joking. He's a Ukrainian Mancunian. There's a flag in there somewhere. As FC United have to defend on their own final third. Good defending this time, and the ball cleared. And a free kick conceded that no one saw, but the referee saw it.
It was Ashworth. As Ashworth cleared, he did take a knock, and the referee was thinking about playing advantage, but did come back for the foul.
Well, that's excellent refereeing and good eyes from James Quinn there.
That's why they don't call me the ultimate expert pundit for nothing.
No one calls you that. In fairness, they've called you more than a pundit, I can tell you that.
we save them
text messages for our drive home and laugh.
Just over 3 minutes to go.
Long in the ball into the air. Daniels does really well again in the sense, but Streets, he's not Streets ahead, but he certainly has the desire to really, really work his centre forwards as FC United now. Well, the referee lets play continue. Ball far left hand side.
Work rate from FC continues to be excellent.
And Tong now has to clear his lines, and he does, and he hits it with purpose up to Daniels, who brings it on his chest. Well, Johnson-esque as the ball whipped down the right side, and he won't give this up. Daniels, he'll get the ball into the corner and try and put the goalkeeper under pressure as it's not gone out of play. And the linesman again. He was out of position, and he eventually got across to see if it was in or out. So it's a goal kick. It's a goal kick.
Anyone?
And it's a goal kick. Long clearance over the halfway line, left hand side. Eckersley heads it well. And FC United will have 3 minutes plus any additional time to keep going. Ball flicked on the far side. Ashworth. Well, Ashworth's been resolute all afternoon, all evening in that centre-half role. Eckersley has looked comfortable and confident. The team have looked confident throughout the game. Played against a very, very good Solihull team. I see the opportunities outside the penalty area. They're looking to maybe launch a shot, but again, good closing down by FC United and Manchester. They can bring the ball away. Nice play by Chandler. Plays up to Daniels. He was in offside position, coming from an offside to an onside. And the goalkeeper has to come out and clear his lines. And this time, something similar has happened on the far on the other side, but it's falling kindly for Dave Carnell.
And Chandler showed really good composure there. The first things would have been to hoof it anyway.
No, he did very
took
well.
Some time. Cleared it, just buys a few more seconds.
Now the ball into the arms. Well, it was in the arms, now on the floor. As FC United's goalkeeper clears his lines. Well over the halfway line it goes. Daniels again, the man, nuisance, doing well. And then the ball played inside there. Nice ball by George Thompson. So plays it to Wolford, and Wolford now to Daniels in the penalty area. Great defending, superb defending, and a goal kick it results in, because the defender came across, and as he was shooting there, Daniels, it's just come off him and out for a goal kick. But tremendous. And that was this time it was Liam Day.
Daly.
Sorry, Liam Daly, yes. Well, I was thinking Daly. Anyway. Left hand side now over the halfway line, the home team again. This time the ball's launched across from right to left, and Wolfenden's back defending, and he has to make sure that Nottingham can't get on the end of it. He can't. It's out for a throw in. You were saying, James?
I was just saying that we're well into the final minute now. In fact, 30 seconds of normal time. And then there'll be the whatever the official decides to add on, and that board is being prepared as we speak.
Well, I would have thought at least 4 minutes. There's been quite a number of substitutions, so 3 or 4 minutes minimum, one would expect. As Daniels is adjudged to nudge the Nottingham in the back there, and he's a little bit too obvious with that, and the referee did exactly the right thing, gave a free kick, and the free kick will come in, and it's Ryan Bezic to take it
into added time. There'll be 3 minutes of it,
and it's on this near touch line. It'll be whipped in, danger for FC United. Streets at the back post, it's whipped in there. That's a great ball in, the wind's holding it up. Who's it going to fall for? Charged down by FC United and Manchester. Forstall comes out, another great bit of defending from FC United, throwing the bodies at it. Absolutely wonderful play there from Ashworth. They were looking for a handball, but they've got a corner, and they're not even going to argue with the referee. Brilliant defending from FC United. Imagine the ball was fantastic, just held in the wind.
Really was.
And it created so many problems. The corner, still more for FC United to do towards the back post of both goals. Here's an opportunity, shot comes in, off the line, still off the line from FC United. And George Thompson does brilliantly well, the ball still in play. And FC United now is Sheringham. Can he play the ball down the line? Well, they can't get enough on it.
Clearance.
And it's picked up by the substitute of 15, Leslie now. Ball whips in. Now FC United should win the second ball. They do win the second ball. And Sheringham does what he should do now. Doing really well over the halfway line. He goes. Keep going, young man. He's got Daniels to this near touchline. And he just runs out of space with the ball, and a throw into the home team. Taken very quickly. Player down injured for FC United and Manchester. And that's George Thompson. And
well, not surprising getting the bird from the home fans. Because that will be interpreted inevitably by home fans as maybe a little bit of kid stakes. But Thompson looks in genuine discomfort here, not sure quite what happened. And we have played well, one and a half of the three added minutes. FC look like they're going to make one of those late substitutions.
Well, the referee been speaking to a few players, and he says he's got his arms round the number 14 there, Darren Byfield. What do you say, his arms round? But he's stretching as high as he can to put his arm round, because the referee's actually 5'1". Would you say 5'2"? Maybe.
Very diminutive.
I think he's. Well, I tell you what, in the falls.
I tell you what, he's been absolutely superb as a referee, though. He's done very, very well all evening, and the last time we've had him on two or three occasions now this season, and he's always done a very, very good job. And it's going to be a throw-in when all this is finished. George Thompson gets up, and Adam Thurston, I think it'll be a straight swap, really, will it?
Yeah, it looks like it. One would hope that that's not a serious injury for Thompson, just a little niggle that Thurston is indeed being readied. And it will
the
be.
The ball all the way back to the goalkeeper, Lewis. It's a long clearance. Needs to be met by a redhead. Up goes Ashworth.
Thompson's back on.
Does brilliantly well, Ashworth there. And now FC United trying to cause all sorts of problems, and it's all the way back, and well played there by Daniels, back to the goalkeeper Lewis, whose right foot doesn't even get over the halfway line. It's picked up there by Franklin.
Oh, and Daniels, well, that was a novice's error from Daniels, getting involved in the play when he came back from an offside position, giving Solihull a free kick on the halfway line.
Well, FC United doing what Fylde did to FC, by making a very, very late substitution with 49 minutes gone, and it's George Thompson that is going to leave the pitch, jogging off, hobbling off more than anything. But this ball into the penalty area can cause all sorts of problems. It's actually 20 yards away from the halfway line, but the goalkeeper there, Danny Lewis, with this win, he'll maybe hold up in the win. Adam Thurston's on, and
replayed over 30 seconds over the 3 minutes, but there was that long stoppage.
It's a high ball into the penalty area, the far left hand side, up goes a yellow shirt, headed away by Kay. Cross comes Daniels to try and win the ball back, but Wolfenden does intercept and wins the ball back, does really well. Now puts the ball down the left flank for FC United and Manchester's Daniels to chase on, back to the goalkeeper. High clearance, a great clearance by him as well. Wolfenden back defending still, and looking for a handball there, and get a handball, the visitor, the home team, should say.
Well, that was unwanted from FC. They've given away a free kick in a very dangerous area here. We've played 4 minutes of added time. There were three scheduled, but then there was that lengthy stoppage involving George Thompson, who's gone off now. And FC with some defending, last-ditch defending here to hold on to this lead.
And it's the number 10 on the ball now, Bezic, with his free kick. He's going to whip this ball to the penalty area. Last opportunity. It's a great ball back toward the back post. Up goes Dan Carnell, and being charged over the line there. No, and there's four players actually on top of that FC United's goalkeeper. It doesn't make any difference, because that was the last chance for the home team. And FC United have got an absolutely vital, vital 3 points here. And not only the vital 3 points, it's the manner of the performance, the way they've worked. But a really, really good battling quality performance from FC United here at Solihull. Solihull, I would still suggest, are going to go win the league. They're the best team I've seen. They play some absolute tremendous football. But FC United and Manchester tonight, well, they've shown they've got metal, they've got tenacity, they've got panache, they've got quality in all areas. They've worked hard as a unit. Dale Johnson making his debut. FC United scoring on the first 27 seconds after Jerome Wright, with a ball whipped into the back post, into the goal it went. The first half, well, FC United, they really, really, they worked hard. They were good in large parts of the game, battling forwards, working with each other, holding the line well, protected the ball well as equally. Going in at half-time 1-0, we expected a bit of a backlash. Well, that backlash came within a minute. I think five corners within 3 minutes. However, the first minute, one apiece. And you thought, well, can FC United do anything here? Can they hold on for a point? Well, they went down the other end, and they got another goal. A great bit of work. Flick on by, again, Dale Johnson. There was Thompson. He should have had two in the first half. This time, his third effort underneath the goalkeeper. 2-1, and that's how it stayed till the end of the game. But I've got to say, a really entertaining, good quality game of football. Two teams really that, you know, fans could be proud of this evening, because that is worth the entrance fee.
It is, and it is a question of giving credit to FC United. You don't, if you're a Solihull fan, you can't fault the side. There's some good football, attractive football. They rode their luck, FC. There was a couple of goal mouth scrambles, including one right at the death there, where the ball could easily have gone in, but it was bundled away by FC United. But it was the constant, what was a feature of the game, Swampy, was this constant pressing all the time. Solihull, a quality side, not being given time on the ball, and not being able really to handle that. And FC, you're only as play as well as you're allowed to play, and FC just did not allow Solihull Moors to play their best football tonight, and they look pretty rueful, Solihull, as they go off. But they have still got a good cushion at the top of the league.
No, they certainly have, and let's not forget equally that ball that hit the underside of the crossbar, cushioned on the backside of Dave Carnell, and then just rested nicely on the line for him to gather the ball. We've got a text in from Helen. Feel free to use expletives now, it's past the watershed. That's from Helen.
She's not the editor.
Don't be telling me what to do. But, well, there's a lot of fans around us, and the players made their way off the pitch. They've been over in the far side of the ground, celebrated. And, I saw players to a degree tonight come of age, players that really, you're just thinking, well, you know, have they got it? Do they understand it? Are they capable? Well, I tell you what, after tonight, some big, big performances, some tremendous performances there. And FC United can be very, very proud of each individual player. And, It's a great opportunity now for FC United of Manchester to be in a situation where those points vital, and Darren Lyons looks like he's going to come up and talk to us.
Christ, okay.
Wow, what's going on? We must have won.
You're going to have to do my sound, mate.
Sorry. We got. What are you saying, Ben? Sorry.
I can't hear, so you're going to have to tell me.
Okay, I will do. Yeah.
Yes, FC United up to 14th, heady heights indeed.
In all fairness, I'm not sure whether we should be doing this because we haven't spoken to him for about 6 months, isn't it? Seems we haven't won, but he's here with us now.
He never shout me, that's why.
We never stop shouting you.
Darren, congratulations.
Thank you very much, James.
What was that all about?
Hard work, graft and togetherness and belief.
And a bit of skill in there as well.
Yeah, there was a bit. Yeah, the lads have always had that. We've been praising that from day one. They've always been a good football inside.
And what about Dale Johnson, a new signing? What the impact he had for the hour or so that he played?
Yeah, we all know what Dale brings to the table, don't we? He's a big, strong lad who holds the ball up well, and we can work off him. And I think we did that in the first half. We created the better chances, I think.
Yeah, and Jerome Wright. First start for a while, first goal of the season, but has he let on yet? Did he mean that?
Oh, it was a goal, yeah, he meant it.
I thought it looked as though it was a genuine speculative shot, but
yeah. When I was playing, James, I would have done the same. I'd have said it was shot, so okay. We'll give it him.
But a game really, you know, Sully Hull, our first visit here against a team that I was saying to James, for me, that's the nearest to a nearly a perfect footballing team that are very comfortable on the ball, don't ever panic, are always in the position, and they can play blind balls, as they did on many occasions, but have a player there waiting to take over. And you can see why they're, you know, got a nice cushion at the top of the division. Yeah. They had a bit of a struggle on Saturday against Lowestoft, but tonight, I think what you show, if you get to people's faces and you work, and even when you aren't on the ball, your work rate is there still, you can really, really make a difference. And We didn't make them look ordinary because they're a very good team, and I think you know that says how good this performance was, because they are a very good footballing team, and each and every one of the players on the pitch, really, in that first 45 minutes especially, you know, they protected the ball well, they cushioned the ball well, they worked for each other, and we've spoken, and we haven't really had a chance to speak to yourself a great deal sort of the latter part of the season, but we've questioned. Not players, but we're questioned, you know, the desire in the team on occasions, because you can see there's a willingness to want to win and so on and so forth, but the desire sometimes, or the positioning, hasn't been anything like it has been. But tonight there's players out there that stepped up to the mark the first time, and they've played 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 games for FC United, but tonight they proved what they can actually do, and they became FC United players in 45 minutes. Is that the arrival of a new player like in Dale, or is it just all of a sudden it gels, it's just worked tonight? Is it the fact that we're playing against a team that like to play football and give you a bit of opportunity to do so?
I thought we've seen glimpses of it on Saturday against Fylde again. Like you say, a team that wants to play football, these want to play football. But we've shown we can do the dirty side as well, especially tonight, because like you say, our shape was fantastic. We shuffled across, we got across, there was no holes, we sort of like went 1-0 up early on, which was fantastic, and it was a good case of like, well, come and break us down. And to be fair, I don't think they really caused us any problems in the first half.
No, certainly.
We had the better chances, you know, George has had a couple, Jerome's gone through and crossed it when maybe I thought he should have shot again. They've not really done anything, and in the start of the second half you expect a bit of an onslaught, they score, and then, you know, the lads have done great to go down the other end and score
and
again.
How pleasing is that, because Solihull come out with real intent, get the equaliser, the league leaders, and then they had a period where they were really bearing down on goal. How pleasing is it for the lads just to come back?
It's pleasing for us, James, and it's pleasing for the lads, because it'll just give them that bit more belief in themselves, because no matter what anybody says, when you're at the wrong end of the table and things aren't going for you, you start to doubt little things and think, well, you know, is it going to be one of them days? Is it going to be one of them nights? But again, we said to him on Saturday after the final game, your look will change, and I think we saw that a bit tonight.
Does it help? And it's a question that a lot of armchair army supporters have been asking this evening and texting in. does it help when we play the bigger teams? Does it help when we've come into, you know, league leaders? We play five the other day. We didn't get the result, but you could see in parts there was good football from FC United. Does it help playing at this stage of the season for us now in what could be described as possibly a relegation battle for us?
Yeah, definitely.
Does it help play against the better the footballing teams? If so, why does it sort of leave us to that?
I don't think it does. No, I really don't. I don't think the lads get up for any one game more than they do another. I think, like I just said to James there, I think when you looked in, like tonight, the one that's hit the bar and hit Dave on the back of the leg, if that had been Saturday, that would have hit Dave on the back of the head and gone in.
But
congratulate Dave on how do you relax the muscles in your backside so the ball doesn't bounce? Because how that ball didn't bounce.
He hasn't got a bum, James.
Well, is that what it is? So it's not a brilliant technique that Chaffee's been working on with, and that's not from the training ground.
No.
He has a big poo before the end of every game.
That's to lower the tone, though.
Well, he's already had one complaint tonight with some.
Yeah, that was you turning up, in fairness.
Hey!
But no, I mean, all around, I mean, you're right, there was a couple of incidents It would have the ball would have gone in the back of the net. You go in, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, that we've got that little bit of luck there in the first half. I suppose the ball went past Cardi and is chasing back. Normally, a free gust of wind would have maybe blown that 3 inches wider and got into the back of the net.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it was interesting to see. I mean, we looked at, and again, it's always good to critique a game, I think, especially. Better to critique a game that you've won than a game that you've lost a lot of time, because you see what we've done really well in the first half. What we saw, the other thing we saw really, was Franklin getting a lot of room on this left hand side. The fact that Harry Winter was trying to get across, but he was primarily a bit too far in the middle, and then getting across, and then obviously trying to go. But what we saw was the defence trying to come across and cover, because Franklin had a lot of the ball, and he's a good player, you know, and him and Nottingham, you know, being both bombing up.
They play the system well, don't they?
They do very, very well.
They do play the system well. They look to get the lad on the right in a lot more than they do on the lad on the left. I just think he was like maybe the sitting one of the two wing backs, and the other lad likes to bomb on, which we'd been told about, and that's what the game plan was. Not so much with Jerome himself, but Chris and Jerome was to nullify their main threat, and we saw him as their main threat, and I think the lads did that fantastic tonight.
A winning formula, 4-3-3, slightly different kind of 4-3-3 formation this evening, when you've got your wide men and you George not as wide as an out and out wide man.
I think sometimes it ended up like a 4-5-1, didn't it?
Well, there was that.
But we had the lads breaking mid from midfield.
You're going to have that anyway, aren't you?
Everything,
you're
going to
have that towards the end of the game, but in that, the opening 45 minutes. We've been talking it in commentary for a few weeks. Is goals come from wide positions. Goals, if you stretch defenders, it doesn't go through the middle a lot. You stretch defenders, and Street, the captain tonight, was immense. Yeah. But he's in there, he'd be absolutely cream crackered, because he's been worked and worked and worked on, but he's never given up. But again, if we stretch the play, we score goals. And Jerome, obviously, down the left hand side, George on this right hand side, then cutting in, and obviously a few other players. Are we going to carry on in that style, do you think? You know, because Jerome tonight had a tremendous game down that left-hand side. His defensive duties were very good as well.
Yeah.
But we can see with that pace and quality, get him in down the left.
He just gives you that balance as well, Swamps, because he's naturally left-footed. Chris is naturally left-footed. And I know a lot of people like to play a right-footed player on the left and a left-footed player on the right, so they can cut in and do that. But, it's not for me. You could see it tonight. The balance and everything was there. It was fantastic.
The balance is, and the balance and blend in a football team is so important. Tonight, that balance and blend was really there.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Eckersley had a tremendous game. I thought Ashley coming back after, you know, not playing for three was superb.
There's a few, Jerome, Ashley, you know, even Dale, they've not played for 3 or 4 weeks for all the different reasons. And I thought they've all been, every one of them, has been fantastic, to be fair.
The knocks that Thompson and Johnson took, anything serious or just precaution?
Dale was just cramp, because he's not played, like I say, for 4 weeks. He's not, I think he's trained for 3 weeks.
Now, the important thing is, and let's not get carried away here, and I know you don't.
14th, blow, 14th.
Wow.
It's
amazing what one game does, isn't it?
It's now taking this into the next game, isn't it? It's
actually, it is.
You know, 45 points, I think we'll be looking at as being safe. I think that's pretty much guaranteed your safety in this division this season.
Yeah.
We've seen Telford go on a tremendous run. You know, we've actually leapfrogged them again tonight for the first time in a couple of weeks, because they've went from bottom to doing where they got to where they are now.
Yeah.
The lads will be up for it Saturday. They'll be, you know, after this performance, that may be the performance that just galvanises the team on the pitch. And I mean, we know there's not been no shortage of effort, or indeed quality on occasions. It's just not all gelled this season, which again, learning curve. We understand and we know about, and we're now in a position where it's in our after tonight's performance, it's in our own hands really to stay in this division.
Well, they've
and
set
finish.
The standards now, aren't they, Swamps? Yeah. And for what is it, 8-9 games we've got. I mean, for other reasons, last season they were cup finals. It's just the same this season.
Well, it's different. Different reasons. Yeah. Cup final. Well, listen. As always, it's great to
see. Thank you.
Come up and see us on
Cheers,
Saturday.
Steve. Yes, I will.
You can talk to George. I won't be to George. Sorry to
George,
to James.
James.
I'll
talk to Ben.
James will be instigating the interview because I won't be here. But good luck. I'll be a member of the armchair army on Saturday.
Oh, will you? Oh, God, the pressure that'll be. I'll be under.
Oh, yeah, immense pressure because there won't be me listening, but there'll be at least another listener.
Oh right.
Yeah, there'll be
and
at least
speaking
two
of listeners. This was our highest listenership of 2016 thus far.
What, nine people?
Nine people, a whole nine.
No, don't say that. Stop doing stop doing us down.
It was a lot, anyway.
Yeah, a few.
Should we go?
I think so, Ben. It's a bit cold. It's a bit the football's finished.
I've lost my keys somewhere.
A terrific, terrific game of football from FC United and Manchester. Two teams playing some great, great football this evening.
Does anyone care about my keys?
Dale Johnson showing the quality that he possesses and, you know, really, really sort of like giving an extra little bit of oomph in the team from the onset. And, 27 seconds, the goal came, as I say. And, a very entertaining game of football. Two teams playing some tremendous stuff, and FC United come away with it as a hard-fought 2-1 victory here at Solihull, and we can look forward to a game on Saturday. And going forward, it just remains for me to say a big thank you to James Quinn, who will be the master of ceremonies on Saturday, along with Emily Maguire. You've been great company. Thanks to Ben, the producer, who's lost his keys. And
I don't know where I put them.
Well, that's
great radio.
It's really
Has anyone seen my keys?
Yeah. I left my iPad in London, just so you know.
And, oh, did you?
I know where it is.
You have an email? Have it mailed back to you or something like that?
No. Next time I'm down.
Oh, do you remember that?
It was a great. This was going to be a very good wrap up.
I thought it is a good wrap up.
Well, I wish you both would.
I just thought. Once he got on and on about his keys, I thought you might. If you can't beat him, join him.
Well, in that case, I'm going for a poo.
Oh, we're going there, mate.
No, I'm not going in there. Okay. I'm going to wait till I get home. Anyway,
at least go to the boardroom.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, something to smile about. For a change at FC United Manchester, we've come away with all 3 points, valuable points, and we look forward to you being with us again on Saturday. Until then, it's a very, very good evening from me, from him, from Paul Hazard Harrison. What's that say, Ben?
That says
gonna raise hell's next. Oh, playing that tribute to Keith Emerson and Sir George Martin. You know what? I think all you radio guys that are doing TV are having people bumped off so you can do tributes. I mean, month of January and February, half the musical world's died.
His show's turning into some kind of eulogy.
Yeah, but you think, well, listen, Scott Taylor's been doing it for how many years? Any soul sessions?
On Hidden Gems?
Hidden Gems, I think every week there's someone to discuss, and he just. And, it's going the way of all popular music. Well, anyway, FC United haven't died tonight. FC United have actually gained 3 points, 14th in the division. Onwards and upwards. We'll see you again very, very soon. Take care. Enjoy whatever you're doing for the rest of the evening, the rest of the afternoon, or the rest of the morning, depending where you're in the world. We'll see you again very, very soon here on FC Live, sponsored by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. As always, take care.
Take care.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.